Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to The Remix. Glad to be here. It's Sunday night, November the 27th, 2011, and it's good to have everyone in the house. And just so you guys know, I see lots of you are on the phone lines, and it's so good to have you calling in tonight in the show. But know that the chat room is now open. You would think after all this time I could get it right, right? Well, the chat room is now open, so you are free to come on in and join us over in chat as well, too. If you don't know how to get there, or this is your very first time listening to The Remix, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. It is so good to see you guys in the house, and you can just come on over just by going to the chat room, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. The chat room is open, and you can actually just come on in and join us in chat. If this is your first time joining us in chat, all you have to do is click the button at the bottom that says sign up, and just like that, you'll be right in with everyone here, with everyone here in the chat room. The Remix family is in there, and they're sure to make you feel welcome. So welcome, 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 you guys. Thank you for joining me here. It's Sunday night. We're just doing a little bit of chat and chill. You know, this has been a weekend. I know most of us, particularly those of us here on the Western Hemisphere, you know, is just having some time off. And it's a good time to be here, be around friends and family this time of the year. So it's really, really good. It's just been really a chilled out weekend, you know, joining on Friday night. We had a show on Friday night as well. If you didn't get a chance to go back and listen to that chair, definitely want to invite you to go back and listen to it. We did a little tribal mojo magic and helped out by Esther and Kali Mar of the Remix family. So that was a great chair as well. So it's good to have you guys in the house tonight. We're just going to be chatting and chilling. You know how we do, Remix style, chatting and chilling here just on a Sunday night, kicking back. You know, I was listening to some music pretty much all day today as I was finishing up my Baby Lotus readings. So all of you parents out there that have been waiting for your Baby Lotus readings know that they're getting sent out. Yes, so you should have them no later than Wednesday. You will be able to get the Baby Lotus readings. You'll have them. You should be getting an email from myself or Sister Manya. So you'll have those Baby Lotus readings and we can get ready for the new set that's coming in. But I was listening to music all day today, just kind of doing a little bit of fussway and just kind of relaxing a little bit, you know, a little chat and chill with family and friends, and just was reflecting on some music. And just came across some real funny songs. And some of you who have been over on Facebook, you might have seen two of the videos that I posted up, two of the songs over there. But just kind of reflecting on some of that music, you know, good music, just listening to those vibrations and, you know, reminiscing on some of the memories and some of the funny things. And a song that came up that I'm actually going to play tonight is one of my parents' favorite songs. And I can remember being young, listening to them play this song. And just kind of, it brought a smile to my face. So I wanted to kind of share it tonight. We're going to do our own little dance to it because I think that's important too. And I'm sure most of you have heard it. You will enjoy the song as well. If you've never heard it, it's a good one to have like in your little repertoire of songs that you want to keep as well. So tonight we're chatting and chilling. We're live in the remix. What could be better? What could be better? It's always an honor. It's always good to be here with you guys. We're going to do readings tonight. If there's someone out there and you want to sing, we would love for you to call in and sing. If you want to do a little bit of poetry, we can do that as well. We're just going to do a little bit of chatting and chilling as well, too. So, it's just going to be really, really, really good. And I know a lot of you, we've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of questions. So I thought this would be a good night, you know, a good time that we can actually do some readings as well, too, to have you guys in there. It's good to connect. It's good to be close. So here's what we're going to do. Because we're going to get ourselves ready to do a little bit of dancing. And it's going to be a little different than most of what we're doing. You know, the other night, Friday night, we did a little bit of the African Dream song, which is actually one of the themes from Zumba. But tonight we're actually going to be, we're going to be slowing it down, but speeding it up, if you know what I mean. So we'll be slowing down the movement, but we're going to be speeding up the energy. So here's what we're going to do. If you're all alone, if you're by yourself, you can do this dance by yourself, but we're really going to kind of get this out into the virtual realm. So we're going to still be doing a little bit of tribal stuff here tonight. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to stand up. So wherever you are, stand up if you're able to, you know, go ahead and stand up, get yourself situated because we're going to get ready to move. And I want you to have that partner to dance with. You know, if that partner is not physically there with you, then you can have that partner to dance with you. Because this is going to be a really good song to dance with. And really, sisters, we're actually going to start dancing first. And then, brothers, you can join us. And then, you know, you guys can, you know, however you want to break it up. But this is really how we're going to do it. And welcome to all you guys saying welcome in the chat room. Welcome to all of you. So good to see you in the house as well, too. So we're going to get ourselves ready. We're going to get up. We're going to get ready. If you don't have a partner, you can get you a partner. I see some of you are already kind of PMing each other saying, hey, be my partner. Be my partner. Dance with me. Be my partner. And that's cool, too. So, you know, you guys have your partners, and we're going to get ready to do this dance here. And get ready to get into this flow. And I want you to think about it because it's kind of this theme that we're doing tonight as well. And I'm sure you'll be able to sort of kind of pick up on that vibe and that theme. So here we go. You guys ready? If you're ready and you're in the chat room, put a heart in the chat room so that I know that you guys are ready and you can hear me loud and clear. Beautiful. Thank you, Kalimar. Thank you. So, can you guys hear me loud and clear in the chat room? You can. Can you hear me loud and clear? Mm-hmm. Oh, your partner doesn't want to dance with you? Oh, don't worry. Once you start grooving to this, you're going to have more partners than you can imagine. That's dancing with you. Sorry, you guys. I'm reaching for stuff here. I'm getting myself getting myself situated here. Okay, so here we go. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to get ready to groove to this. And like I said, Brothers, I want you to just sit back and relax for just a moment. Just kind of check out us sisters as we get ready to kind of get into this groove first. So we're going to do it first, and then brothers, you're going to join us in, and we're just going to go. We are live in the remix. It is Sunday night, and what a better place to be than right here. All right, here we go.
Do it again. Do it.
right, everyone. That was Let's Do It Again with Pops and the Staple Singers. Didn't that feel good? Didn't it feel good to just kind of reminisce with that song? And no matter how old you are, how young you are, it's always good to definitely do it again. It's an opportunity to go back and reflect on those beautiful times of just coming together and really just being in that energy of being able to say, hey, I want to do that again. So I wanted to share that with you guys, and you definitely got into the vibe of doing it again. I see some of you are still doing it, and that's fine, too. That is certainly fine. That is definitely certainly fine as well. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Tonight we are chatting and chilling, and we're doing it remix.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We are chatting and chilling tonight. You know how we do. It is Sunday night. It's November the 27th, 2011. A great place to be, a great time to be. Also, I just want to remind you guys that tomorrow on November the 28th, 2011, it is actually Brother Bobby Hemmett. It is his Earth Day. I don't know if you want me putting it out there like that, but he said it on one of the shows. And so I wanted to remind you guys that if there is a DVD, if you want to hear the lecture that he did just recently in New York, where he was hosted by Brother Shabazz, if you want to hear any of those lectures that he's done, hours upon hours, I know YouTube have fractions of them, but you can actually get the DVDs from Brother Bobby Hemmett yourself, and you can call him by calling 678-358-1055. And this is the month for him and his queen. Definitely take some time. He's given so much to us, particularly when it comes to what we know now as occult science, because he is sort of that father of the occult, bringing that knowledge and information to us, helping us all with our enlightenment and growth. Definitely been very, very instrumental in myself and many others. Take that opportunity to really kind of give thanks to him as well, too. So that's a great way to reach out to Brother Bobby and also his Queen Linda as well on their Earth Days. So I wanted to put that out there. We're going to go to the phone lines. I know you guys want to sing tonight. I know you guys also want to dance a little bit as well, too. Sing, dance, maybe do a little poetry. You can definitely give me a call, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there. Also, we'll do readings tonight, too. I'll do that as well. And we'll do a little bit of funky funk sway as well. So we're going to go to the phone lines because I see there's callers already there. If you're on the phone lines, press 1 so that we know why you're there. So we're going to go to the phone line calling in, it looks like, from area code 903. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greeting.
Hello? Is this me?
Yes, greeting.
Oh, what's up, Miss Blue?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, hey, Miss Blue. What's up?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Lulu.
Greetings, Lulu. How are you? Are you going to sing something for us tonight?
I thought you was doing free readings tonight.
Yes, I certainly am. Now, hold on a second, Lulu. Hold on one second, Lulu. I just want to make sure really quickly I get something for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Lulu. So, what is your question you have tonight?
The person I'm with now, It's supposed to get some money. Like, it's supposed to be this week. It's actually supposed to have been sooner, but we're hoping he's supposed to get it this week. I was wondering, how soon do you think he's going to get it?
How soon is he going to get his money? Now, that's a little tricky. Let me tell you why I say that that's a little tricky. Because, and I'll tell you what I pick up immediately, Lulu. This person that's getting this money, and they're supposed to get their money, you said, sometime this week, but you want to know how soon. They've kind of gone through this several times before, correct? Where the money was supposed to come and it just didn't show up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When we talk about the money situation, okay, which is okay to talk about, they're constantly getting money anyway. They are. They're getting money. Mm-hmm. It may not be this large amount of money that they're wanting to get at this particular time, but when are they going to get their money? Let me ask you this question, because it seems as though there's something that has been promised to you, Lulu.
Yeah.
This is why you're invested in wanting to get this money. So I tend to focus, Lulu, on the person that I'm actually doing the reading for. So I want to focus on you. Let's talk about Lulu and why Lulu, yes, Lulu, I think it's great that they have said, hey, Lulu, if I get this money, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hook you up and I'm going to definitely take care of you, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So now, here's the question that I want you to think about. Because in a sense, Lulu, but you know this is for, you've actually kind of spent some money in lieu of waiting on this money, correct?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to say to you, Lulu. I'm going to say, don't wait on that money. Don't wait on that money. If it comes to you, it's going to be a blessing. But know that you will be able to get what it is you're seeking on your own. And so know that if that comes, that'll just be an added blessing for you. Because what I see for you, Lulu, is I see you moving and making some changes as well.
Yes, ma'am.
I see you
right
moving changes, yes. So it's more about you than it actually is about this person getting their money. Don't focus so much of your energy on them. I think it will be a great blessing, and I really believe that they're going to be true to their word if it happens, you understand? But again, don't let this be a clutch for you. Don't let this sort of manipulate your actions and what you would do or what you wouldn't do, because I see you coming into your own blessing. And I see that those moves, this move coming up, these changes coming up for you, it's going to bring about great blessings for you. So I want you to...
Wow. Okay. Oh, my God. You just gave me chills.
Well, there you go, Lulu. So that's what you focus on. Don't focus on their money, Lulu, because they'll steer you. Lulu, I'm just saying. You'll be better off on your own.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well,
can I ask another question?
Quickly, yes, because we do have a lot of people on the line, but yes, you can.
Okay, this is just quick. Could you think you can do an oral reading, too?
Well, that sort of was an oracle reading, but
oh, okay,
is there something
okay. No,
else? Because wait a minute, hold on. Let me just tell you this. I know that you have some questions about romance and partnership.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when it comes to that, to the romance and partnership, I do see what I like to call, Lulu, a sacred union coming together for you. There are some things that you have to put in place first.
Okay.
Some things that you have
no,
to put
I'm already in. I'm already in. I was just making, you know, asking, is it going to last, you know? Yeah.
Lulu, you know the answer to that. I don't never like to put out anything that doesn't need to be out there. Your relationship, you need to build on some of those things in the foundation. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes. You need to build on those things on the foundation side. And the reason that I'm telling you that you definitely need to build on these things on the foundation side is because even though you say you're in a committed sort of relationship, looking in from the outside, looking in, no one can tell it's a relationship. Hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So really begin to work on those foundational things and starting with yourself and actually how you feel about what it is that you're doing and where you're actually moving and what energy you're actually moving into.
Okay. Thanks. I needed that.
Okay. All right, Lulu. Well, let us know how it works, money and all, relationship and all, and know that you're in control. Know that you are. You can stay in that place, and don't be manipulated by things, whether those things are material, affection, or emotion, because you can stand strong on your own.
All right, will do. Did you know it is cold in Texas now?
It's cold everywhere, just about.
It is hella cold down here.
All right, Lulu. Well, all right, thank
Ms.
you.
Lulu.
All right, peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Hello. Greetings. This is Trina from Tennessee.
Greetings to you, Trina. How are you? How can I help you tonight?
I wanted to find out something about my past life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really interested in it. I think that it is having an effect on
you.
Progress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, two things, and you did say Trina, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Trina, two things. One, I can tell you a little bit definitely about your past lives. I do what I call not necessarily past life readings, but I use the Sanskrit word, which is Akashic Record reading, which basically ties into those things that could be impacting us on a soul level. So in a sense, it is the past. Okay. I'm going to get into your energy here a little bit, a couple of things, and I'm going to use a couple of abstract words because I find that this works best. And definitely this will be a mini version of this. If you're interested in getting a reading, you can always email me and I'll talk about that information a little later. But the main thing that I want to take a look at when I come into your energy, the first thing I see is this controlling. And I also see assistance. Do those two words make sense to you, Trina? Those two words.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Definitely.
These are the two things. And yes, it really does come to you. It really is something that is impacting you from a past life. Can our past lives impact us? Of course it can. It definitely can impact us in many different ways. The great thing to know about that is that we can release ourselves from that. The goal is really to come here and to learn these lessons and really begin to take some of these skills and begin to use them as we continue to evolve ourselves into this reality right here. So for you, Trina, two things. One of those things is it almost seems when I immediately get into your energy, I really feel my throat closing on me. And we know the fifth chakra is that portal of communication. And not just communication of when you're speaking, but your communication and being true in who you are, how that communication is with yourself, how we communicate with those we love and we care about, and how we express ourselves in our thoughts, and even with your dreams. Because for you, your dreams are very intense, correct?
Yes, very.
Mm-hmm. Your dreams are very intense because even for you, you're a very intuitive sister. And this is where these two words, the control and the assistance, come in. Because for you, Trina, a hard thing, it's hard for you to really ask for help.
Yes.
It's the asking for help. And so you get in this position where you're actually, you feel like you're so much in control, but yet it seems like everything else is controlling you. And so here's some things I want you to do. And this is going to help you. I know you called in about your past life and understanding that. And those things of the past life is really calling you sort of to come into your own. Another thing that I see immediately in your energy is you have a lot of gold light. Two things that tells about gold light, and this is true for myself, okay? And especially when I can see it in your aura, in your energy, this way. Gold light is that light that has a lot to do with independence. It really does. Those of us who carry the gold light, we're very independent people. And also another thing with gold light is issues with abandonment. Those issues with abandonment. So these are going to be some dominant things for you. I want you to begin to work with the color pink. The reason I'm going to tell you the color pink, that pink light has a lot to do with sort of kind of that love. Love, pink light is always the color of love. It's that color of softness. It's the color of giving. It's the color of being able to receive. When we look at the polarity and we think about the colors of the heart chakra, which is pink and green, that green is really that give and that take. So I want you to focus on that. You may want to sit down and start to do some journaling. Look at those things. A great book is All Women Are Psychic. We talk about this book a lot here. This book has been given out by Brother Bobby Hemmett, Brother Panic, everyone, myself. All Women Are Psychic. You definitely need to read that because a lot of what is influencing you, especially when it comes to that of assistance, and especially when it comes to you wanting to control, it has a lot to do with that energy in between those two.
Okay. Well, thank you, Miss Blue.
All right. That helped you? Yes, and definitely contact me about that, you know, about getting an Akashic Record reading, and then we can go further into that to talk about your past life. It is some of those things. I want you to really, really capture your dreams because you're getting sort of these clues. Many of us go into our records or this particular part of our records through dreams. And so a lot of times what you're seeing is just remnants of yourself at another time.
Okay. All right. I will get in touch with you. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Peace and blessings to you.
Thank you.
All right. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and greeting, Ms. Blow. This is Shavonda from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings, Shavonda. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I have called in for a reading.
Okay. Oh, yes. You called in for a reading. And Shavonda, a couple of things. I know you just want me to give you a reading, and that's fine. We can do that. You got a lot going on, don't you, sweetie?
Oh, yes, Ms. I have so much going on.
Yes, you do. You have so much going on, and I'm going to tell you some things here that really I want you to begin to start to think about those things when it comes to clarity and also about your expectations. Those are two things, clarities and expectations. Because you're looking for this clarity. You need this clarity. This is what you need for a lot of these situations. You need clarity. But I also need you to hold on to those things of expectation, to really get into that mode of expectation. I know some of it is very, very hurtful.
Yes.
It's very hurtful, and a lot of it a little too personal for us to begin to talk about here. I'm going to give you sort of this little remedy, and you can think of it as your own personal remedy for yourself, okay?
Okay.
For you. This is going to be for you, and this is going to help. And I'm going to tell you some things that you can begin to mix together. And let's see here. I'm going to get this together. Here's what I want you to do. One of the things I want you to do is I want you to begin. Do you like to drink tea?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. It's okay. It is truly going to be okay. And I'll give you the good news in just a moment. I'll give you some more good news in just a moment. But what I want you to do is I want you to get you some fresh lavender. So if you find a herb, a shop there, you can actually get you some fresh lavender.
Okay.
And what you're going to do with the lavender, you're going to make it into a tea. So you're going to take the lavender and you're going to put it in a tea bag and kind of boil that lavender in a tea bag. And once you've boiled that lavender into a tea bag, then you're going to take the boiling tea and you're going to put that in your bath. Put it in your bath. Okay?
Okay.
That's what you're going to do with the lavender. And the reason you're going to be working with the lavender, of course, we know it is so relaxing, but it does some wonderful things, not only for our physical body and our skin. It really, really helps with that. It's very soothing. It really keeps us in that very, very calm place. But just the scent of the lavender really just opens up a lot of what I like to call joy. Joy, you know? It's about joy, and it really can help with that area of perception. So I want you to do that. So I want you to really help use that lavender, begin to work with that lavender, put it in the bathtub, you know, take a bath with the lavender. You can even drink it as a lavender tea as well, and put that in there. Put that in there. And this is going to help you soothe you at night before you get ready to go to rest and when you lay down and just kind of get you into that tranquil state as well, too, you know, just to kind of put you in that place. You know, what's interesting, and I believe it was lavender. Lavender is one of those things that women coming out of the continent of Africa, they used to plant lavender around their house, and they would have that lavender right outside. And the reason for the lavender is that it would really help keep any men from in their lives mistreating them.
Yeah.
It would really help with that energy. So the main thing that Spirit said to me is that you need to get lavender in your life. And this is really going to get you in that place so you can have the strength, so you can begin to see the clarity that you need to do, and it's really going to help you change your perception of how you see things.
Mm-hmm.
So begin to work with that lavender. Keep that lavender near you. It's going to help with. It's excellent for relieving stress out of the body. You can take some and take a little bit of fresh lavender, put some distilled water and make a spray out of it and spritz that all around so you can have that smell of lavender. You know, because this time of the year we tend to, because we don't have the sun so much, we tend to get what they call the midwinter blues. You know, get into the blues, the other kind of blues. And lavender is that way to really sort of kind of pick you up, you know, just kind of get you into that area and really begin to pick you up. But it will help to take that nervous edge off of what you're feeling at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But it is about your perception. And it's really not as bad as it seems. I know right now that's kind of easy to say, but it's really not as bad as it seems. And I also want you to get you a rose quartz crystal as well. Have you worked with crystals yet?
No, I know it's definitely made of red up on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, get you a rose quartz crystal, and this is really going to help you tap into the energy of your love, because that's what you're seeking. It's your love, and no one can take that away from you. When you're able to tap into the energy of your love, that's where you want to be able to find your balance there. So tap into that energy of your love, find your favorite song, and put that and begin to listen to some music and just really enjoy your vibration. But get you some lavender. So if you find a lavender mist, that's great, but find you some fresh lavender, make you the bath for the bath, and you can also have the lavender just to have it around you. Okay? And say it again.
That would definitely help with the way I'm feeling, as you know, needing to relax and everything.
Yes, yes. It's a lot going on. You can definitely email me as well too, and we can talk about it. But you know, in the words of my mother, I'll share this with you: "This too shall pass." This is going to pass. And it really is about your perception. So what I want you to do is I want you to find something. I want you to find something positive to focus on every single day.
Okay.
Every single day. This too shall pass. And so begin to affirm those things and know that beauty, grace, the unexpected miracles and magic is happening around you at all times, okay?
You put it so well spoken of, you know, it's well put. I take that as the good news.
Yes, yes. This is going to pass. It will. And it really is about your perception. So I want you to kind of work on your perception, changing this. Changing how you're seeing this.
Yeah, thanks to Bobby Hammett. He lets you, you know, I've heard him talk about how things is an illusion and stuff. But
yeah.
When it comes to personal, you know, and, you know, really personal, dealing with my children.
Yes.
That's kind of hard. Because my children is the reality of me, you know.
Yes. Yes. And again, I want you to look at the perception of it, too, of how you're looking at the situation. You'll be able to find the light there. You will. And everyone is sending you lavender, and they're sending you roses. So isn't that beautiful? So, yeah. So be in touch. We'll talk about it. I know it's a lot that I know you don't want to go into here, but be in touch. Shoot me an email, question, QUESTION, the number 4blue@gmail.com. You have a lot going on, but so do a lot of us. And so I want you to be able to gather your strength because you do have it. And really working with that lavender is going to give you that clarity you need so that you can change the perception of how this is being seen.
Right.
Okay, so peace and love to you.
Thank you, Ms. Ball.
Thank you. Peace. All right. Yeah, definitely sending love to that sister. Much love. Calling in from area code 860, you're live in the room. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Carol. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay. Your name is Carol, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Greetings, Carol.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. Thank you for taking my call. And I had planned to email you for a reading and just happened to get in the call tonight to ask you a question anyway, but I still plan to call for an in-depth reading.
Okay.
And my question tonight is, I've been taking courses because I want to get into the energy work, and I'm currently in a health field that I want to leave, and I don't know, I feel as though something is holding me back. I know partly I'm used to getting the paycheck, but I try to focus, and a lot of times I have so much in the way of me focusing. So many things in my mind to keep me from focusing. And I've tried meditation, and I was actually going to try to get Panic's Pack also. But I've been pondering for a while. I feel like I brought maybe a lot of baggage from the past life, because I'm searching myself, and I feel like I've overcome quite a few obstacles in this time that I'm aware of. But I'm feeling like maybe there's baggage that I brought from the past life. I can't seem to focus.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, let's take a look here. One of the things that I can tell you this, Carol, when it comes to baggage from a past life, I can tell you dealing with that particular energy, did you bring baggage from a past life? The answer is yes. Is that necessarily what is holding you back at this time? I'm going to say no. Two things, and I want you to begin to think about this, is that you say that you want to move into this particular field. You're not exactly sure where you want to move with this particular field at this time or how you want to make this transition. Really what's happening right now, and it's sort of this mechanism that we have within ourselves. It's almost like, you know, looking at a GPS system. You know how the GPS system will tell you turn left, turn right, exit on the left, you know, take the next exit, it tells you. And when you're not able to follow those directions, what happens is it will tell you we're rerouting. So sort of this mode that you're in right now, you're in this mode of constantly, it's saying rerouting, we're going to do this. Two things that I want you to think about. Your preparation, and I know where you are, you want to make this leap, you want to make this quantum leap and get into this energy work. And definitely you have the right energy for it, you have the right spirit for it, and I think it is a great area for you to go in. But there are still some things that need to be done. For you, the number one thing, and trust me, Carol, I struggle with this myself, is patience.
That's true.
It's patience. Spirit is showing me quickly. So it's not anything blocking you. It is just for you to have the patience. A lot of times what happens is we have our mind so set on what we want. We're very focused people. We can focus. We can say this is what we want to accomplish and we're going to work towards, and nothing is going to get in our way. Nothing is going to stop us. And that's true. Nothing gets in our way. Nothing does stop us. But our higher self knows the greater plan.
Uh-huh.
You see, our higher self knows the greater plan. So really what's in your way is you. So now this is the time that Spirit is saying it's time to go within. It's time to pause. It's time to relax. It's time to reflect. And then it's time to really get the understanding. So really where you are at this particular time, because truth be told, if today somebody said, shut down everything that you're doing, just go do what you want to do, you couldn't do it, could you?
Like you said, patience is, I would need to be more patient to get into that type of work.
Yeah.
But I felt as if the job that I'm in is draining the patience from me, so I don't know. I realize it's in me too, so,
It really is about patience and recognizing, and not necessarily when I say you couldn't do it. I know you can do it. That's why you're going to do it. But meaning there are some things you need to get in order. You need to put in place within your own life so that you can do it the way that you want to do it, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yes. So, not sure what that is. Somebody's playing music.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, but it's really about you getting yourself sort of in that alignment. You're really getting into the place of preparation. So you can see yourself getting preparation. So this is the time that you actually begin to get into the place of getting those things of sacred rituals together. you know, really starting to really starting to set those intentions for the future. Okay, so when I begin to get into this place, this is where I will begin to write these things down. I'll begin to do these things. This is how what this preparation is. So you're in the phase of preparation. That phase of preparation is going to allow you to have an appreciation for where you are right now, because the work that you're doing now, it is preparing you for the work that you're going to do.
Okay.
It is preparing you. So begin to look at that not as a curse, you see, but as
it
is.
I ponder it sometimes.
You said what now?
I do ponder it sometimes that maybe it's preparing me, yeah.
And when the right time is ready for you, you're going to know when to make that transition. You're not going to be perplexed with it. It's not going to be 100 different things coming at you. It's not going to be that. It's going to be clear for you, you see. But really for you at this particular stage, it is about patience. Now, I tell you, for me, the past, the present, and the future, they all live in the same time. But if I were to go with your energy right now, and if I were to say a possible future for you, because you always have free will, every single one of us, there is no predetermined, predestined place. There's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of different scenarios based upon that free will that we can activate at any time. But one of the possibilities is I see in approximately 3 months from now, things opening up. And I don't see you completely leaving where you are, but I see you also starting this new venture for yourself in a very kind of full-time way while you're still working where you're working and then making the transition after that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's reassurance. Thank you.
Yes, so definitely, you know, call back in and let us know. I love to hear that. I love when people call me back and tell me, Miss Bull, you said I was having a boy, and I am. And Miss Bull, you said this in 3 months, and it is. I'll tell you again, I suck with time, but this is just, we're just going to go with, this is the feel here. But really, I see those things. But the number one thing is really to get into that energy of patience. That's going to be key for you. Key.
Thank you, and I'll definitely call back. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. I love that. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling you in from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oh. They're obviously asleep. Oh, my goodness, I want to click back on just to see. I just want to click back on just to see. Wow. That's classic. That's beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see here, calling in from area code 860. 860?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Greetings.
Greetings. I got that snore. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, sweet. Go ahead. Greetings. Thanks for calling in the remix.
Thank you. I'm calling because I'm just having a hard time finding direction or my purpose. And it's affecting my decisions. Like, I don't know where I'm going, so it's hard for me to make decisions. And it's getting harder.
It's getting harder to make decisions. Okay. First again, tell me your name again, please.
My name is Ruth.
Ruth?
Yes.
Okay, Ruth. Okay, Ruth. Well, Ruth, making decisions, let's talk about it. First thing that I picked up immediately in your energy, that you're in the stage that many of us go through, you're in the stage of what I like to call the rising phoenix. This is really energy about transformation. It's about reconstruction, and it's also about change. So you're in this cycle of change right now. So a lot of things are going on. You may want to change where you live. You may want to change your hair. You may want to change what you do. You may want to change who you're with. It's all of these things. Everything at this time for you, it's all about change, 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 change. That sound about right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so that's a pretty normal feeling, going through this stage of, particularly when you're going through this stage of things going on. So here's some things that you can do when you're in this stage of change and it's hard for you to make a decision and sort of kind of stick with it. Two things. If I get into your elements and really just read your elements.
Mm-hmm. Hello? 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 Hello?
Okay. Are you still there, Ruth? No. Okay. Let's see. I don't know. Can you guys hear me? Yes? No? Maybe so. It says that I can hear you guys, but I don't know if you can hear me. So just give me a moment. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see. Maybe I can, let me just close this out. Well, if you guys can hear me and I can't hear you, it appears that I'm back online, but it looks like for whatever reason, maybe I can't get into the chat room. So I don't know if you guys are in the chat room. Ruth, I don't know if you can hear me, but, I can see you on the board. So let's see. Let's see if I can see you on the board. Oh, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let me play some music really quick. Don't worry, Ruth. We'll finish this reading here. We'll finish it in just a moment. Let's see what else we can play here. I'm a Wonderful Thing. Let's see, looks like we're still spinning there. On the host. Wow. Wow. Okay, you guys, I'm back. And hopefully you can hear me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What can I say? What can I say? I tried to do absolutely everything that I could do to slow my energy down from even playing that slow song earlier, even trying to slow myself down, but I knew it was coming. So what I'm going to have to do, and hopefully Ruth is still on the phone, is I'm going to have to speed it up. So I apologize, you guys. I really, me and Sister Manya had this talk. I really am going to have to speed it up. I'm trying to talk slow so I can slow some of this energy down that I have coming so fast in me and through me, but I'm going to have to speed it up. So in light of that, what we're going to do, and thank you guys for holding on and staying right there, I'm going to need to play something to really kind of match where I am. And match where I am and really just kind of speed it up. And I think what I'm going to go ahead and play is what we played on the other show. And that was about turning the beat around, because we're in this energy where things are turning around. And so, and for the better. So I'm just going to go ahead and play that. And then we're going to pick back up and we're going to do the readings, and I'm not going to slow down. So you guys, when you come on, just bring that energy, bring your questions, and we're just going to get it. We are. I'm not going to try to hold it down anymore. I tried to play the little song so we could slow everything down, but it's not working. So here we go. We're just going to give in to it. I'm going to surrender to this energy. So here we go.
Turn the beat around. Let
wait around. That's what we're going to do here. We're live in the remix, of course. I'm your host, Miss Blue, and we're going to pick up where we left off. So just kind of had to speed things up a little bit there and just kind of let them be where they are and see how those things are going. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Don't know where we left off. Don't know who's still on the line, but we're going to go back to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone as well. Press 1 when you get on the phone as well. Can you add a Sister Blue? I tried to add you on Facebook. Okay, yes, yes, yes. I will add you on Facebook. Yes, I'll do all of that. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's see. Chatting and chilling here, of course, with me, Miss Blue. 904, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, Ms. Blue? This is the Eye God calling from Duval, Florida. Hey.
How perfect can it be, Eye God? How are you, brother? Peace.
I am chilling. I was about to go to the store and play these numbers right fast.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Now, I'm feeling real lucky, Ms. Blue, but I was going to ask you for a reading. I don't really do that, you know what I'm saying? But I felt like doing that tonight just to tell me what you think I got going on, you know?
I sure will. Do you have something in particular going on that you want me to take a look at?
I got a lot going on, but I just want to know what you
You
know, you see what I'm saying, Ms.
Okay.
Blue?
Yes,
I got
you do.
So
you
many
do.
Different directions. I know you're a chap one. It's something that's important.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to just let you ride with it.
Here we go. We're going to use some abstract words. I'm moving kind of fast here, so I'm just going to kind of let this energy go. A couple of things that's going on with you right now, I got some things you need to pay attention to. These are some things that you may not be comfortable in paying attention to this, but this has everything to do with love. Love. You still with me?
Yes.
Okay. So it has to do with love, and I'm going to talk about that love for you there and what that means. But also, you're really in this state where a lot of things are happening to you, and it has to do with alchemy. It has a lot to do with balance, and it also has to do with justice. And so really, let's talk about some of the things that could be blockers for you. And it, when it comes to this area of love, and let's just sort of kind of build this wall, if you will. I kind of call it the shield of the warrior. So you kind of have this shield up. And what is behind the shield is the shield of love. And what is in front of this shield is alchemy, it's justice, and it's balance. So a couple of things that has to happen. We got to get the alchemy in there to continue to work that. We got to let go of those things. There's a few things in your life that you feel that justice needs to be done. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And so in a sense, what happens is it brings certain areas out of balance for you. And so you tend to kind of move very comfortably in a lot of these other areas. But when it comes to this particular area of love, this is sort of the place that you sort of kind of go behind the shield. And so what needs to happen, particularly when we're in this time of the year that I like to call brown sugar time, this is time for you to embrace that love, not only the love that you have for yourself, but also the love that you want to give to others, and begin to give that in a very honest and a fruitful way. Does that make sense? So your focus at this particular time that's going to cause the alchemy is really to begin to move into that energy of love, really through love. This is where you're going to get your greatest success, through love. This is where you're going to bring in your balance. It's going to come for you during this season in love, and that's where the true justice is going to lie for you. So let go of all of those other things. They're not important. I want you to focus on love, and you're going to see all of these things begin to find their place that they need to place, find their place with you in this time of brown sugar time. So it's all about love for you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did that help?
That helped so much, Ms. Blue.
All right.
So
well, beautiful,
I
beautiful.
I appreciate that so much. It was I was getting rid of some past stuff, trying to get rid of some stuff and move on to another level of my life. And the whole 11-11 ritual kind of brought some things to the head, you know, And it was able to bring some things to the surface that was very, very hurtful. And now I think that all of that is said and done. I could really move on with exactly what
there
you talked about.
There it is. Well, I definitely would love for you to call us back and let us know how it's going. You're an amazing brother, and I know that you're going to move through this brown sugar time just like honey, just like brown sugar.
thank you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all, family. I'm going to be in the chat room acting stupid, and I still got 2 minutes to play these numbers. If I hit, I promise I'm going to share.
Okay. Peace and love. Okay, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, again, from area code 904. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue.
Peace. Greetings. Who's on the phone?
This is Brother Neil. I got the upper room. How you doing? I've been trying to get to you for a long time.
Oh, well, greetings to you. Good for you to call in. Good to hear from you. And
yes, ma'am.
Say your name. What was your name again?
Brother Neil.
Brother Neil.
Neil.
Okay, I thought that.
Yes, ma'am.
Neil.
Brother Neil.
Got
and,
Brother Neil.
Mm-hmm. I've been following quite a few shows on Blog Talk, and I've been listening to you and Brother Paddock for a while. And I swear y'all be so on point. And I was like, well, let me get a reading, because I'm like in that stage of this thing where Neil was coming to talk to the Oracle for that, like, that first time.
Right,
after the
right.
Battle with Sarah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I tell you, this little, I'm really going through some stuff because, I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
Damn near, just like it happened in the movie. And I mean, it's happening just like it's happening in the movie. And then the experiences I went through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the spirit kind of worked with me through the word of God, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? But I'm at a point right now, I need a little more something to either keep me on track or get, take myself out of the way.
Okay.
Discipline or something.
Fair enough. And I'll tell you what I get. And thank you, Neil, for calling in and sharing that as well. A couple of things that really instantly come to mind when it comes to you. One of the things that's causing some of this disruption of what is going on with you in sort of this particular time is because what you're seeking and what you're searching for has to do with absolute truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know, Neil, there's really no such thing as absolute truth. But follow me here when I say this, absolute truth. The key thing, the most important thing, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it has to do with you. It has to do with you and what you feel and know this absolute truth to be. That's one. Okay. The other thing that is going on with you at this particular time, it has a lot to do with responsibility. And some of these things, you're very comfortable in taking on your responsibility, and the other ones, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. A little bit, because, you know, the material that I deal with and the material that I feel needs to be shared with people, you know what I'm saying? It's quite a bit, mm-hmm. and my level of patience and things mm-hmm. of that nature, you know, it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's a struggle.
Oh, yes. Well, it doesn't have to be, and this is what I'm here to tell you. It is about the responsibility, but not so much the responsibility of anybody else, because no matter how you slice it, the only person you can save is Neil.
No doubt.
You get it? That's the only person you can save. So this has a lot to do, and I want you to hear this, because this has a lot to do with your conscious mind. And this is about respect, and this is about courage. And these are the two things that you're battling for in this arena. You're trying to get the respect, and you're getting the courage. And all of these things are leading you with your leadership. You're leading forth with your leadership. But really where it's taking you, and this is where the dark place comes out of this. But I also want you to be able to see the light in this. It's taking you to that place of pride.
Yeah.
And that has everything to do with your conscious mind. It doesn't even have to do with your bigger picture. So stay out of those things. When you find yourself battling for that respect and battling for that courage, know that you're in the place of your ego, and you really want to move out of that energy of pride.
Yeah, I can dig that. I can really dig that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and stay in your higher self, and as long as you stay in your higher self, Neil, a lot of these things will begin to dissipate themselves, because that absolute truth that you're seeking for yourself, know that if you share it with a million people, they all will have their own variations of this, their own versions of this, and that's ultimately not what you're doing. That's ultimately not what you're doing. So how you're going to really kind of smooth that water out and just really kind of begin to think of yourself as the element of water. Matter of fact, I would encourage you to take more baths, really being that energy of working with energy in showers, really doing those things of water, and really beginning to immerse yourself in understanding the element of water and how water really has the ability to emerge itself with anything and everything, but not be attached to it. And what's happening in some of these situations, not all of them, is that you're actually beginning to stay attached to these things. And you have to be like water. Water doesn't, it submerges itself into everything, but it attaches itself to nothing.
Yeah, I can really dig that. That's on point.
Okay. All right.
That's
well,
on
there
point.
You go.
That's on point.
Now keep
okay,
in mind
okay,
that
okay, just give me just a little bit more because, you know,
Neil, I gave it to you. If you want me to just spell it out for you, I can do that
all right,
for
that's
you.
Okay, I got you.
I can't. No, but I can. I mean, I really can. I don't want to. I don't like to do that.
No,
you know,
you're
this
right.
Is
like you said, you don't want to put nothing out there that don't need to be. Nobody don't need to know me like that. But yeah, I feel you.
No,
I'm
they don't
you.
Need to know you like that. No, I love you,
so,
Neil, but you get what you
get.
Get
out of my way.
You get, yes. Get out of your way. Stay in your higher self. You know, when you feel that struggle coming up between your, you know, that self-esteem and that courage, if you're battling in those two areas, understand that you're in your conscious mind. You need to get out of that. Get in tune with your higher self. An absolute must for you every single day. I don't care what you call it. You need to pray. You need to meditate. You need to take that time to go within. You need to do it. It's a must for you every day.
I got you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go in right now with me and myself to go ahead and get on this meditation.
There it is. There it is.
I really appreciate it, sister.
All right. Well, peace and blessings to you.
All right.
Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and what are those faces for in the chat room? What are you folks here doing? If you have your computer speakers on, please turn your computer speakers off when you're on the phone. Okay, we'll come back to you. We'll come back. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 91901. Excuse me. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Lou. This is Shirley from Virginia. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Shirley from Virginia?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I was, since I can't sing, I guess I'm going to get a reading.
Okay. Well, we all can sing, Shirley. Now, whether or not people want to listen to us, that may be a different story, but we can all sing. Okay, is there a particular thing that you have going on right now that you wanted to talk about and just sort of get some insight on?
Well, there's nothing going on, but that's what I wanted to talk about. I was wondering about the romance department. You see any marriage or relationship or anything in the near future?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, definitely a couple of things that I see here. First thing that came up, the first thing, whenever I see sort of, there's this place. It's actually a park I've been to before. And I'll just tell you this, Shirley, so you can see a little bit inside of my mind and how this works. Whenever I see this sort of like this rock and I see this mountain and I see this water coming over the rocks and the mountains and it's kind of going into the pond and it's kind of flowing, it really is sort of my abstract way of seeing that the first thing you have to do is let go of the last relationship because you're still holding that.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, I know, but it's true. You know what I'm saying, you know?
Right.
And so what typically happens is if you don't let go of that and make room for the new relationship, there's no room. Because really the message you're sending out into the universe is that you already have somebody. And so either they're occupying that space that's in your mind or they're occupying that space that's in your heart. It doesn't mean you have to completely forget them. It doesn't mean that you have to never think about them again, but you really have to get yourself in the position to say, hey, you know, I'm kind of in this space and I'm ready. You've been more than ready for quite some time now to take on another relationship. So now we have to talk about the conscious actions. What are the conscious actions that you're doing to say that you're ready? Because really, our energy, as we send it out, energy is very real. And I get challenged with this energy thing every single day. It's real in the sense that whatever we send out, it sort of goes out and it looks for the likeness. So if we're down and we're sad and we're out and about and we're kind of miserable, the only thing that's really going to be reflected back is that energy that we're sending out. Does that make sense?
Right, it does.
Yes. So you have to begin to get yourself into that place. So this is all about creative action, and it's really about being optimistic. And so the first question is when you say, you know, you really want to be into sort of this sacred relationship, and you really want to be in this space, then the thing that I will say to you is that you're not acting like you do.
Okay.
You see, wanting is a very real reality. It's a real realm. You can actually be in that place of wanting all of your life. So get out of the place of wanting. The number one thing why affirmations really work, why it's important to have this positive talk, and this is something that Brother Bobby Hemmett talked about too, and it's something that I've been a flag bearer, carrier of all my life, and that is really surrounding yourself around positive people, one, and two, really being able to speak the words you need to speak.
Okay.
You know, to affirm something not as it's going to be, because the future will always exist.
Okay.
I think we all can agree on that. The future will always exist. If we say tomorrow, when tomorrow comes, there will always be a tomorrow. You get
right.
You know, it's
right.
Kind of like that Annie song, the sun will come out tomorrow, you know, tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. And next thing you know, years and years and years and years and years and years have gone by. So the first thing I want you to do is to eliminate that and really get into the space of now and accepting it to be your truth as you stand here today.
Okay.
That's how you got to do it. So really, it's about that mindset. It's about causing that shift. That shift is something very real because what happens is that shift actually sends out a vibration. That vibration goes into your energy field. It gets into your aura. That aura sends out message to the universe. That universe sends out that vibration, and that vibration comes channeling back to you. So it can't be fooled, you know? You
mm-hmm.
can't fool it. So if you're feeling kind of down and bummed out on the inside, that's the energy you're putting out. So now it's about really, and I talk about this on the show a lot, you want to be in a relationship. Really begin to start to look around. Every time you see a brother or you see somebody, I'm not telling you, Shirley, to go be with every brother you see. I'm not telling you that. But really
okay.
Begin to say to yourself, there are some amazing brothers out here. There are so many amazing good men out here. There's so many wonderful brothers out here. Look at them. They're everywhere. You know, watching sports is a great place to see them in action. Coming in the chat room on the Remix Family, they're there. You know, these brothers are out there, and they're really amazing, and that relationship you're looking for is available to you. But you have to be able to get into that place where you can actually believe it.
Okay.
This is something that some of the things that I talk about in my audio workbook. So we're going to do an exercise here now, and I want everybody to do this, and we can thank Shirley for this one, okay? So here's what I want everybody to do. I want you to close your eyes. We're going to just take a moment here. We'll do this here as a tribal group. Close your eyes. Now, what I want you to do is hold your hand out. Hold your left hand out. As you hold your left hand out, I want you to see a lemon in your left hand. Hold that lemon. Have it there. Hold it. Look at it. See the color. See the yellow. Kind of squeeze the yellow. Squeeze the lemon. Squeeze it. Feel it. Now, I want you to bring it close to you. Kind of smell it a little bit. You can smell the lemony fragrance that's on the lemon. I want you to just hold it in your hand. Inside your inner eye, your third eye, see this lemon. And now what I want you to do is I want you to open up your mouth, and I want you to take a huge bite. Did you taste the bitterness? Did you taste the lemon? Shirley, did you taste it?
I did.
You taste it, right? See,
right.
That's real. That's real. It's just a confirmation to let you know that our mind, this magnificent thing, that we have a left and a right hemisphere that both come together to work for us. It cannot tell the difference between what we are sending it. So whether something is real or not, it is lived out. So if you live out in your mind that you are by yourself and lonely, you will truly be by yourself and lonely.
Okay.
If you live out in your mind that there are just so many men available to you, you're really not sure which one you want to choose, then you will have that. Trust and believe me. You understand? You will have that. But what's more important than definitely recognizing and understanding that is first, Shirley, you got to know what kind of man you want. And see, that becomes tricky for a lot of people because we want something, but yet we don't know what it is. So when it shows up in front of you, you know, because once, I'll tell you something that a brother told me. He said, you know, I really can't see myself dating a woman who weighed more than 105 pounds.
Wow.
And I said, really? He said, no. He said, you know, I'd say 198 pounds, 100. That's good for me. I really couldn't see myself dating a woman weighing more than 105 pounds. And you know what I told him? I said, you know what? You wouldn't know what 105 pounds look like if it was standing in front of you soaking wet and butt naked. See, we say a lot of things, but we really don't know what that means. We have all of these belief systems that was given to us by other people, other things, and other things we've connected ourselves to. It's not necessarily what we want. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
This is what I challenge you on. Know what it is you want. Looking for those particular attributes. You know, looking for those things that you want to be attracted to. And then begin to ask yourself the question, how do you match with these attributes? Because some of us can't find nobody because we're looking for our damn selves. you know, that's just real talk. Oh,
right.
I want them to be this, and I want them to be that, and I want them. You looking for yourself. So, you know, that's an easy fix. Go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and say, I love you. And you are now in that perfect relationship. You're looking for you. So it is about really sort of connecting with that energy and that spirit of really those things that you find yourself connected to. You understand those things that you do. And if it is something that you don't know, be open and honest about that, because love can come to us from many different ways. And sometimes we shove it away. Sometimes we push it away. Sometimes
right.
We kick it. Sometimes we spit the love we want in the face. And it's standing right there, you know? It's standing right there in front of you.
Wow.
Yeah. So definitely begin to, you know, think about those things and put that thing. But the first thing is to let go of that past relationship. Let it go. You know, really let that go. Get into your creative aspect of it and then begin to know it is so. You know, the next time you begin to buy some statues, make sure you buy it in pairs. If you have pictures, make sure you have a picture of a couple. You know, are you living like someone who is inviting someone into your world? And if we begin to do this in our sacred space, then we can begin to invite them into other spaces within our hearts as well, too.
Okay. Thank you so much for your advice.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. You got to let us know how that works as well, too. And thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace and blessings. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and when. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Akasha from Georgia.
Okay. Greetings to you, Akasha from Georgia.
Hello. I have like three things going on right now. And one of the things is I'm kind of in an awkward position right now. I've come back home and I'm actually staying at my parents' house while I built my career. And I kind of thought I had everything together and was ready to get my business going. But it seems like everything that I thought was my purpose and everything I thought I would be doing, it felt like it's just kind of going out the window. And I feel like I'm starting from scratch. On top of the fact that I really, really, really want to move, but not just out of here, but out of Georgia. But I've kind of gotten to a point where I don't even know exactly. I feel like I'm going somewhere. I don't know where I'm going. And I'm in a relationship now, and my man's over on the West Coast, and I was kind of thinking maybe I was going that way. And no matter how hard we try, him and I are not. It seems like we're not able to come together. So I'm kind of in an awkward place. I kind of feel a little stuck.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely thank you for calling in, Akasha. Yeah, it does seem like you have a lot going on. One of the things I will say to you is that it has a lot to do with trust with you.
Okay.
It's about trust. And I know those things can be a little tricky. Because it seems like everything that you're doing, you're having to rely on someone else, and that's strictly not a place you feel comfortable, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So this is really for you to begin to get into that place of trust, you know, trusting yourself, trusting that you're going to go where you need to go. And as I get into your energy, I remember we kind of spoke about some of these things about this move before and the touchy-feely and the sensitiveness of it. Yes. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now it is about you really sort of kind of making sure that when you say you kind of had everything mapped out, and that sometimes can be a problem. I think it's good. I'm a planner. I am all for that. I think we need to plan things, and I think things need to definitely need to be clear, and these are things that we need to do. Now, there are some surface things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are saying cleanse your aura and some affirmations. Well, Akasha, I know you're doing that, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you're doing that. So this is a little bit more than just that, because all of these tools that we have to really kind of get us in the place really don't become activated until we actually can activate them. And so the thing for you, the number one thing, is to really begin to let go of who you think you are.
Okay.
You see, let go of who you think you are. And really, when this happens, what spirit is really telling you is that there's a bigger picture than you're imagining at this time. And so what has happened is you sort of locked yourself into a box.
Mm-hmm.
And now that this box, you're closed into this box, there's only so many places you can move because you're in a box. You understand? And so it's a difference between being in a box and standing on your square.
Okay.
You get it? Because standing on your squirt just means that you're really in that place of balance within yourself. But really being locked in the box means there's not places for you to go. You understand? And so these options that you have, the options of whether you want to go and be with your man, or if you're going to stay there with your parents, or maybe there's some options of maybe a friend or doing different things, those are options for you. But those options are still kind of keeping you in the box. And so you can't really see the picture clear. It's almost like the fog needs to be lifted. How does the fog get to be lifted? One, let go of all of those ideas. It doesn't matter. Because know that you can actually begin to be much bigger than that. Much, much bigger than whatever you can imagine it to be. Some of these things have and have not manifested themselves to be yet. And so this is a part of the problem. And so when we begin to jump at something and say, oh, that's it, you know, if I say I want to be a cheerleader, the only thing I can be is a damn cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
I can only go cheer at games because I'm a cheerleader. I've locked myself in. I'm a cheerleader. Then one day I wake up and say, hey, I think I want to go over there and jump in the water and swim. But you're a cheerleader. What you doing swimming? You see how that, you see how it works? What
yes.
you doing swimming? I thought you was cheering. You just told me you was cheering. You brought the outfit. You brought the pom-poms. You got the little socks. You got the tennis shoes. And now you're telling me you want to go swimming? So the other thing that you also need to really, really, really get through your head, and this, again, comes with the trust issue as well, you're entitled to change your mind.
Okay.
And just as you hold that thought that you're entitled to change your mind, guess what? So is everybody else. So it might have been wonderful for you to come stay with a friend or stay with your boyfriend, but he's entitled to say, no, it ain't good no more.
Mm-hmm.
People can change their mind, you see. So this is where you can begin to see yourself in this place. Really using those things of discernment, really kind of get into those visions that you're having and really begin to sort of kind of take it step by step and let go of who it is you thought you were.
Okay.
Just let it go and just be willing to be free and be okay with not knowing. Because sometimes what happens, and this is for everyone listening, sometimes what happens with consciousness, we think that this is about knowing every single step that's going to happen to us in our lives. Nothing catches us by surprise. We know everything that's going to happen. And it's so not about controlling. It's so not about that. So right now, the place that you're in is what I like to call the mystery. And this is where real growth happens, when you walk into the mystery, when you walk into those waters of noon, when you're into the middle of what we call the nothingness or the chaos waters, because this is where you have the possibility of birthing something very, very, very profound, magical, and also just a miracle to come out of it.
Okay.
So it's okay to not know. It's okay to not know what you want to do at this moment, and it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to say, right now, I'm not really sure. It's okay to say that. Really give yourself permission to say that. I'll do you one better, because I know that this is a little bit of your kryptonite, and we all have kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to trust yourself. It's okay to trust Akasha. It's okay to trust you.
Yes, that is so right on.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. It was good hearing from you. Peace and blessings to you. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. Yes, I got your chat. Whoever's chatting with me, I got it. 614, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
How are you doing today? This is Anusa calling from Columbus, Ohio. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Anusa.
Yes, yes.
I am floating tonight because my parents told me that they have reunited, and it has, yeah, it has empowered me. So, and it's always also have given me a sign of peace that I can go ahead and move on to the next thing in my life, because I know that my mother is where she wants to be.
Yes.
And I actually have a poem that I think is kind of like in the flow of what's going on tonight with all these different energies coming in with their concerns, and I would like to quote that.
Okay, beautiful. Go right ahead. If you have your computer speakers on, turn them off for me, please, if you do.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Okay, here we go. Black and blue, yellow and gold. This life is a soul journey intact with challenges and goals. Your destiny is decreed with the elements you need. Believe in self and all realities will be achieved. Voila Lu, I send these blessings to you so that you all may be focused on all that's true. Trying days pass and laughter enters to please. Give the solution time to release, release. Release. Love is a treacherous full of angles and lines. Climb the monkey bars of existence and learn to realign your mind. From a sister of love who carries a sword to despair, you think you are truly here, but it is mystery that unleashes the fears. Inhale, exhale, know whatever, know that water is air. Swim through your journey and return to your soul, no longer in despair. Now, one thing that I have for you that I would like for you to just vibe with me, I want to know if you have anything that you're seeing in me that I can take on to my next journey, whatever it may be.
Yes, that's beautiful. A couple of things that came up for me as you first came on the line and just began to speak. One was just really this energy of prosperity. Prosperity all around you, seeing it everywhere around you as you move into this next phase of where you're going. It's all about prosperity. And how you're going to be able to really embrace that, the number one thing is definitely forgiveness.
Oh, my goodness. How dare you say that to me?
Forgiveness. Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I needed to hear that.
Oh yes.
That worked for me. That cracked open an egg that I've been having it hidden in a corner somewhere. So that worked.
Yes. Well, beautiful. Just like you blessed us with that lovely, beautiful, powerful poetry piece there as well. Definitely let those words bless you, because I do see prosperity everywhere around you. And really, really, really to embrace it, to embrace all levels of it, it really is going to take those things of forgiveness. And that's what Spirit is saying. And I know you felt those words heart to heart. So I know you'll do it. I know you will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and blessings. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code. Let me get the area code right. 469, you're live in the wait a minute. Yeah, 469. You're live. 469?
Hi, Ms. Blue. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Hadia calling from DeSoto, Texas.
Okay, hi, Hadia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Well, my question, just as far as a little reading, I'm trying to go into a new career starting at the beginning of next year, and I was just trying to see if you see prosperity in that for me.
Okay. Two things, and I want to ask you a question because this came up immediately. Does it have anything to do with beauty?
It's actually going into massage therapy.
Okay. I can see the beauty in that. I see something dealing with beauty that has a lot to do with beauty. Two things for you. The number one thing first is it's going to be healing. for you,
okay.
Healing. Does that make sense to you when I say healing?
Yes.
Take yourself, as you're getting ready to do this, I do see it being something very successful for you, but take yourself through your own healing in the process. You're going to learn a lot about the healing as you get into this. And I really see you doing this. I'm going to hold that thought for just a moment because it keeps popping up. The number one thing is knowledge. I want you to gain a little bit more knowledge about massage therapy and what it is that you're wanting to do. The first thing that Spirit is saying is that it's got a lot to do with healing. So you'll have your own personal journey that you're going to begin to embark on and begin to take a look at these things of what you want to do. But I see you sort of kind of working in a place that has a lot to do with beauty. So that either means that you'll be working in a place that it'll be a salon where they're actually doing things like maybe facials, they're doing hair, and also there's some massage things. But it really is going to be a place to raise that vibration of beauty. So I do see you, if this is exactly where you want to go, fulfilling this and seeing you doing it very successful. Number one thing is your own personal healing. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to have so much of your own personal things come to surface that it's going to be difficult for you to focus when you get into this energy work. You're already very, very sensitive to people's feelings and their emotions, and you're very sensitive. So this is a good match for you as far as the energy is concerned. So I want you to get a lot of knowledge, particularly studying those things when it comes to Kundalini energy, when it comes to understanding those things of what we call the life force energy in chi. An excellent book, All Women Are Healers. There is a book called All Women Are Psychic, but really an excellent paradigm for you is going to be All Women Are Healers. And I want you to get into that because you're going to need to do some healing work for yourself.
Okay. I definitely see that. It's like right exactly everything that I needed to hear.
Beautiful, beautiful. But yeah, you got to let us know when you come back and you get your license. And but I really see you in this place, like I said, that's all about beauty. That's going to have a lot to do with that. So, you know, hey, definitely good luck to you, blessings to you. And just take care of your healing. And I see that really kind of see you moving into that place. Beautiful. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Lou.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Yes. All right. Next, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 904, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
90. Yes, greetings.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Isis. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, greetings, Isis. How are you?
I'm doing well. I started off with a question I wanted to ask about my business, my preschool. But then thinking about it, my dad came up. He passed away about almost a year. So,
Now, let me ask you a question about your dad passing away, because I see that there was sort of an estranged relationship between you and your father. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I will tell you this. I will definitely tell you this, that you can let all of that go. Your father loves you, and, you know, he definitely is very close to you. And so I know you didn't get a chance to say goodbye, because I see him saying that you didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Is that correct? Yes, I know, sweetie. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Right. But he definitely heard your goodbyes, and he definitely is close to you. So all of that riffraff that happened in between, let that go. Let that go, okay?
Okay.
Let all of that go, because he couldn't be more happier. he couldn't be more proud, and everybody is sending love to you. Sending love to you. Yes.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Yes. I want to say something. I want to say something else to you, and I'm going to touch on this just very briefly because I recognize these things being very personal and close. But I want to share this with you because this has happened before. And so whenever I see this energy, I know exactly what it is. But let me ask you, did you also have a miscarriage or lose a child?
Oh, my God, no, never. I gave birth to four kids. No.
Four kids.
Ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
No miscarriages, no spontaneous abortions, none of that.
Oh, my God, no, never.
Never. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Do you have a sister?
Oh, my God, please. Oh, yes, yes, I do.
Okay. All right. What about your sister? Did she ever have a miscarriage, maybe just a couple of months pregnant, something, anything like that?
Yes, we think she did. Looking back on it, with the details, we think it was a miscarriage. But there was a part in my life when me and her were separated, so I can't really say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because your father is there with the baby. So... he's there with a baby. Does that make sense to you?
Is it a girl?
I can't really see that, but I know it is a baby. He's with a baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She's been saying she's been dreaming about a baby. She's been dreaming. But she's been dreaming that the baby's coming because she's been adopted.
Well, I really can't see the baby, so it could be that the baby is coming. But I do see him there with a baby, and your father is there, but all of that stuff, stuff in between, he's so done with it. And it really is a time for you to really sort of kind of go through, if you can think of this in this sort of way, almost like a resurrection when it comes to that energy.
Okay.
Between you and your father. Yeah, yeah. But definitely your father is there, and, he definitely loves you guys. Definitely.
Okay. Okay. One more thing about my preschool. I've been trying to open the preschool, and I feel like I'm stuck. I don't know if I'm going in the right direction. I keep changing my mind, trying to work go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say about the preschool, because here's the other thing that also came up, the preschool. I want you to think about this. It has to do with cleaning house. It has to do with cleaning house. Not cleaning like pick up a shoe, pick up a broom, that kind of cleaning, but really cleaning a house, getting rid of all emotional old baggage. For one, some of the baggage that you was actually carrying around had to do with your father and this relationship, him passing away, and just really holding on to that energy and then other energies. So you're really going to need to clean that. Definitely work on your sacred space, clearing out those energies. You know, I talk about this in one of the shows where I say, if there's things in your space that make your energy go down, you may need to get rid of them. You know, if there are things that are broken, torn, that are no use, you need to let them go, pass them on, give them to other people so that they can have it. So the children, I see lots of toys.
Yeah, I've got lots of toys. Because my daughter is laughing because they know I will come and throw everything out the door. We've been doing that, but I've been buying lots of toys for the preschool. And that could be, other people's energy. I don't know because
It's not necessarily other people's energy. I'm not really picking that up.
Okay.
Not anything negative of that.
Okay.
Your father is around you, but no negative energy. But for the toys, you can actually pass them on to children who are less fortunate to have those toys. And if they're broken toys, there's a ceremony that they actually do in Asia with the children. And what they do is toys that have been broken, dolls that may be missing an arm, a leg, that they have the children on this particular day, on Children's Day, they take all of these toys and they take them to the temple, and they actually have the priest pray over them, and the children leave them there. You see. And it is a ritual. It's a very powerful ritual about letting go of those things. It's symbolic, so you don't begin to have all of these emotional baggage and hold on to these things in our lives that we don't need to hold on to. So the daycare thing can be very successful for you. It is a part of your free will to do it. You're wonderful with children. You're wonderful with really putting those things together and having them there. That's a big part of your work that you can to do, is really to enrich the lives of our young people, of our children. So I feel that strongly.
Okay.
But you're going to have to get into really what I call funky feng shui. You can go back and listen to those shows that I did, but you really need to clear out your sacred space. That's going to help you tremendously and really begin to move forward in this energy. So it's really about sort of doing a reconstruction of yourself, of the emotional things and things in your sacred space.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Can I ask you one more question about a reoccurring dream that I had?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
It's this spaceship. It seems like a mothership, I would say. I've had it for several years, but it's always been very scary. I just started to, the last couple years, come into, you know, the metaphysics. The spaceship, the last one I had was a couple days, and it was more peaceful, and I'm taken up or whatever into the spaceship, and it felt more like a rejuvenation, but I just want to kind of understand that more. I don't get it, you know.
All right. Well, thank you for asking that. Here's two things that I'll say, and we talk about this a lot here on the show. There's so many different levels to decoding the dream. And the level that I'm going to take you with, I'll tell you a couple of different levels that you can begin to study it from, but I'll tell you the level I'm coming from. And that particular level that I'm coming from is the same energy that I get into when I'm beginning to do readings. And that is, this spaceship, you said you feel like you're being sort of kind of rejuvenated. What's the word that you just used? What did you say?
This last time, I felt rejuvenated. I felt like I was special, like they walked me around to show me everybody else, you know, that, you know, my big worry was my mom. My mom was there. It seemed like they were doing some type of leech therapy or something on her. She was being rejuvenated. I felt like, I was being escorted around. So it wasn't necessarily me this time, but that's the feeling I got. When I wasn't scared, you know, when I woke up. You know.
So two things. The first level is always to recognize that everything is you. One of the things that I just told you in this mini reading, of course, you'll have to get a real reading to get the depth and detail, but the mini reading is that you're going through this reconstructive, you know, this resurrection that you're sort of kind of going through. So that's the energy too. Now, as we begin to progress in our lives and really begin to move into different areas of our lives, we kind of go through what is called the chakra journey. Now, this dream that you're having, because you are so intuitive, a lot of times what happens is we begin to have these dreams about people we're close to. So the first dream, when we're young, we have a lot of dreams. It may be about our family. It may be about people who are close to us. As we evolve and we get into relationships, we may start to have dreams about that. And as we go up and up and up, the dreams begin to immerse themselves into different places. Right now, if I had to put you in one of those schools, it would definitely be the sacral chakra, because this is where the emotions stand, and you're dealing with a whole lot of emotions. So this is just one level of looking at this. I'll tell you a couple other levels, but it really has a lot to do with sort of that hope, sort of this thing. It's kind of like you checking in on your family members. So you may have this dream several times, and it may not be you. It may be your children, maybe your mother, it may be other people, and where you're kind of checking in on them and seeing how they do that. Our dreams have a way of taking us in. Now, the other thing is really to study the level that Brother Panic talks about, really with dreams, and this is what you should do as well. Study the mythology. You have spaceships. All you have to do is Google spaceships. It's a lot of brothers and sisters in the conscious community, Dr. Delbert Blair, who's done a lot of work, a lot of study in this particular area. And you want to get into some of that work if you're curious and you want to find and you want to go into that direction of beginning to understand this dream. But this dream is really about the resurrection of yourself, of you sort of kind of putting yourself back together and going into this spaceship, taking you to a higher plane. Taking you to a different place, which in oftentimes you have wished you have been somewhere else, you see. And so this is you really sort of kind of moving into that energy of your higher self, the part of yourself that is connected with the divine, that is connected with the universe. And this is you really seeing that. You having your mother there and them walking you around, it's kind of your way how you check on your family members in your dream. And you probably will have seen this theme play out a lot for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can begin to study the mythology, you know, get into that. I did the story. I did the interview of the two sisters that they wrote the book From the Motherland to the Mothership, where they talked about their experience of being in the spaceship. It's right here on Blog Talk. You can download that. They talk about going to the Crystal City and being able to see this, and many others, myself and many others, have been in this particular place that they've talked about on this spaceship and seeing this Crystal City. So you can go into the mythology of it. You can go into some other sides of it and really begin to study it from that way as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Been very helpful.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 302. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. How are you marinating tonight?
I am marinating wonderful. How are you?
I am marinated quite deliciously. First of all, thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for, like, coming on tonight, you know, for me to remix family and whatnot.
Yes.
I got some home training. I just want to show you that, you see.
I love you.
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
You know I'm kind of flighty sometime, right?
We all can be. We all can be. But yes.
Well, I embrace mine. I embrace that. But you know. But I'm just saying. I don't know if I need to put up my disclaimer or not. I left a message for you. You left a wonderful blue crystal about the rainbow serpent. And I kind of tuned in maybe like a month later. But you still had the older one playing on it.
Yeah.
And I was sharing something with you and. I didn't mean to throw you off. If I threw you off, kind of, you know what I mean? If you don't know what I'm talking about, then that's cool.
No. But tell me, what it is you want me to get today. Yeah, tell me right now what you want me to get.
Okay. Well, I was just sharing with you. You know, I've always had this thing about dreams when I was like, ever since maybe about starting maybe about 9 years old about, I don't want to call them like death dreams, but I would dream like a certain thing and someone within my circle would die. I would never know who. Well, make that ascension, you know, transition, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? This particular time, not just like a few weeks ago, I used to like hate to dream. I used to have like, my dream was, for me, the sign was it would be nudity, some type of nudity in a dream, not a sexual nudity, but like,
right.
I feel like an auntie in a slip, you know, maybe her panties are showing or just something non-sexual, but it was like a nudity piece. And, you know, so anywho, last week, I this is where I left the message, but I kind of like flew like all over the place. But anywho, I had a dream like last week. It was you, Sister Mania. I mean, I ain't trying to call you on no freaks or nothing like that, but it was kind of like, It was kind of like a threesome with you, Sister Maya, and my ex-husband, right? But not sexual.
Wow.
I know, right?
Right,
damn, I can't believe I'm going to share this with her. But, I mean, you know the deal. You know my attention. You know it's all pure, you know, and love and everything. But it wasn't sexual. But it was, you know what I mean? And I was like, damn, that's, because in June, I was like, damn, that's kind of messed up, Miss Boo. I was like, I know, man, it's like that. You know what I mean? He's good peeps and whatnot. But anywho, the next morning, my neighbor knocked on my door, and I live in a neighborhood where everybody's pretty much like 1,000 years old. They're like great-grandparents and, you know, like the old scene. I really dig that, you know. But he knocked on my door with some other old lady and just wanted to share with me that his daughter, she was like maybe like in her 50s or something like that. He said his daughter just passed, and he just wanted to let me know, which is kind of strange. But I'm just saying, like, the next day, you know, I was like, damn, okay. I never, like, knew this lady. I've seen her in passing, but
mm-hmm.
My question, I share all of that with you to ask you, is it something, I'm thinking that she probably used maybe, like, she or somebody used, utilized you and Sister Maya and my ex to kind of, like, bring attention to, I don't know, like her death, because I didn't really know her personally, but seeing her come to my door, knock on my door, and, you know, tell me all about her, and then you and my Sister Maya freaking my ex-husband and stuff like that, you know, not sexually, you know, and, you know, I mean, is it possible that people can, like, hijack energies just to kind of, like, you know, like, sound along, like, hey, I'm trying to, like, reach out to you or something like that, and...
Well, Let's kind of break this down.
Okay. I know. See? I gotta like put my disclaimer out. If she didn't get this message by now.
No, I didn't, and I apologize. But I will definitely take some time to go back. So I want to make sure that I understand this right. So one of your neighbors died. Is that
his daughter? One of my neighbor's daughters.
One of your neighbor's daughters died. Okay.
Right.
And so
right.
You want to see the correspondence between sort of this dream that happened and then sort of this acknowledgement of death that came after it. Because you said typically what happens is when you have these sort of dreams and these types of things, usually somebody dies afterwards, correct?
Right. And it never happens that soon. Usually I find out maybe like a week or a couple of weeks later, but this happened like immediately, like the next morning. You know,
okay, well, let me tell you what I'm picking up,
okay.
here. A couple of things have happened. Even though you're having this dream, and I know for me when I was young, I would have these visions of death as well, too. Here's two things, and I think Brother Panic talked about it on one of the shows. But one of the things is it has a lot to do with where our consciousness is. And so typically, regardless if we, because I wasn't really indoctrinated into any religion, you know, even though we had sort of a faith base, we wasn't indoctrinated into a particular religion. But just by being here in the West, the East, and really all over the world, we typically associate a lot of these things with what we consider to be death. You know, that other side of the polarity, if you can think about that, the other side of the polarity. So here's the key thing. The key thing is this. Death represents sort of the end of an idea. So let's just kind of stay with that notion right here, because here's what I'm picking up. Death really represents the end of an idea. It is about the raising of consciousness. You understand? It's about the raising of your consciousness. It's about you transitioning and really more awakening of your subconscious mind. So it's not very odd that you will have different symbolisms that will show up in this dream, i.e.
I've never had a symbolism like that before. That was
okay. Well, you've never been at this place in your consciousness before in this incarnation either.
Right. True that.
So you're here in this particular place, so you have some symbolisms that do represent things to you, a certain level of your consciousness, certain levels of markers that go along with those consciousness. And we all represent that marker. I represent a conscious marker to you. Sister Manya represents a conscious marker. Your ex-husband represents a conscious marker.
Absolutely.
When you bring the power of three together, That just shows
Trinity, right?
That Trinity. And so that was a fast turnaround, you see?
Yes. So okay.
Death
okay.
can also be seen as sort of this ending of a cycle and the raising mm-hmm. of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that's what happened. Your consciousness went to a different level. So now here's something that's going to be key for you to take away. You don't get to walk away and take away and say that the only time that you dream, it's about death.
No. I'm sorry if I said that. That's not the only time.
No.
Okay.
Only time you have these kind of dreams.
Oh, okay. Because I'm on a new page now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah,
So your consciousness has been raised.
Mm.
Your consciousness has been raised.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, hallelujah, but okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. And look, can I just throw one more thing in before I hang up? I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a reading junkie, but I'm not going to pass by a free reading from you, Miss Blue. I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know, I mean, just anything, just, I mean, you know, I know you're like, damn, you need something, but I mean, anything.
Anything, okay. Well, I'll tell you, prosperity comes up for you as well. So, prosperity. Take that with you. Prosperity. Everything that you do, prosperity. That's the energy you're moving in, and you're going to have to take some risk.
Okay.
You're going to have to take some risk.
Okay. Enough said. Okay. Okay, Ms. Blue.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a delicious night. You and the Remix family.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Oh, wow. Threesome. That's crazy. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like from area code 7738. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Miss Blue. Greetings. I am John, and I'm calling from Illinois.
You said you're Don, and you're calling
John.
From Illinois?
John.
John from Illinois. Okay, greetings to you, John. Greetings.
Yeah, this has been a new experience for me. And I come in with a heavy heart. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, it's relationship warranted. And I've been knowing about you, but this is the first time I actually sat in and listened to the show.
Oh,
and,
well, welcome. Glad you called in.
So, my dilemma is I have this person, and I've been loving and caring about this person ever since I met her. But
mm-hmm.
we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. And I just wanted
yeah.
to ask you, should I still pursue that or should I move on? Should I go again and tell her how I really feel? Because sometimes she don't believe me when I tell
mm-hmm.
her how I feel about her. So I'm just confused on what to do.
On what to do. Wow. That's a big one, John. That's a big one. Here's one of the things, definitely. Do you have me on speakerphone as well, too?
I'm actually at work. I'm driving, so I have you on Bluetooth.
Oh, it's the Bluetooth. Okay, so let me make this quick for you here. Two things. I definitely believe that you need to tell her what's in your heart. But I also see that you need to begin to set some healthy boundaries for this relationship. But a big part of it is that you haven't really been honest about what it is you are feeling and some of the things that you're also dealing with.
Okay.
Is that a yes or is that a when you say okay?
I follow you 110%.
Okay. So this has a lot to do with you really being honest about what it is you truly feel. It is about and I guess I can say this way, it is about your male sexual energy. That's a word.
Okay.
It is about your male sexual energy, and it is really sort of kind of being honest with her about the place that you're at, how you really feel, and really setting some healthy boundary relationships.
It's funny that you said that because one of the main discussions we will always have was of a sexual content. It wasn't enough of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know whether I was just being like just selfish in that sense, because I always, like, this woman is amazing to me. You know what I'm saying? She probably listening, I don't know. But she amazing to me. And she, like, have her hand in a whole lot of stuff. And she's just
right.
A wonderful person, and I understand that. But the way I feel, it's hard for me to, like, back down and not want her
right.
in that aspect.
Well, I think that goes with the honesty, you know, and definitely being there with that honesty, really, really coming with that energy and really just being honest, you know, being honest about those things that you need, because what you don't want to do is set up a relationship that's only one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that.
Okay.
You really don't want to set up a relationship that's only one-sided, you know? And then you get into the relationship, and it's kind of like, well, here's all the things I don't like that you're doing. So you have a tendency to make these sacrifices that almost put you in a position, even though you're a very strong brother, where you become codependent.
What was that last part?
That you can become codependent.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So you definitely want to come from that place of truth and really to be honest, really about all of it, the male's energy, everything that you have, how you feel about that, and what's going on with the relationship.
Okay. And I have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about that relationship is that I always felt like I was not, it wasn't, I didn't feel, I was afraid to become inadequate to her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I never really sat down and talked to her and see or tried to find out how she felt about that, but I never thought that I would be able to live up to her standards. In so many words, like to be able
mm-hmm.
to fully take care of, like, baby, you don't have to work, you know what I'm saying? I'll take care of,
right.
you know, and I want to do that with all my being, but I'm afraid that I would never reach that.
Yeah. Well, definitely, you know, sort of first I say give it to yourself because you can, you know, you definitely will be able to reach that. You know, if you'll be able to do that. That has a lot to do with things of the past that maybe you wasn't able to successfully do in past relationships. You know what I'm talking about. And so you sort of use things as a litmus test for all relationships. And you're not the same man that you were back then.
Yes.
So definitely you need to really, really just really see yourself where you are and make sure that you know and understand your independence so you don't become codependent, because that's not a position that feels good to you either. So really those healthy boundaries and really staying in that place of truth, especially when it comes to expressing your sexual energy, because that's where you get a lot of your drive from.
That hit home. It really did. I really appreciate you taking my call. And it won't be the last time you hear from me.
Well, beautiful. I look forward to hearing from you, and thanks for calling in and sharing. Peace
okay.
and love
can
to
I,
you. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
You sure can.
If this person is listening, I know you is. I just want to say that I love you, and you know I love you. We go way back, and I'm coming for you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Peace and love.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was beautiful. Always got to love the brothers. Got to love them. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Can
678, you're live. I sure
greetings.
Can. Who's on the line?
Greetings. This is Erica, and I had a question about my career. I wanted to see what field did you see me, I guess being in.
What field do I see you in? You're going to have a little bit more than that, Erica. That
uh-huh.
I can do in reading, but I want you to
okay.
talk to me about what field that you wanted to go into.
It's a lot of them. That's I like selling things. I like talking to people, helping people. I like art. There's a lot of different things that I like to do and that I've been doing. So
right.
I wanted to make some changes. And
okay.
I just wanted to see, like, generally.
Generally, those things that you enjoy doing. Let me see what
yeah.
definitely comes up. Because right now, and I want to tell you this so you can really kind of get a better understanding about how spirit works. And
uh-huh.
the number one thing is, I think that there's going to be, think it's just my language, I know that you're really good working in a lot of different fields. But
mm-hmm.
you're not free-falling here because your free will is very important. And
uh-huh.
so for me to tell you feel for you to go in is
uh-huh.
really doing you injustice. You get it?
Okay.
You understand?
Right. Okay.
You wouldn't
right.
want somebody to tell you that. So if I told you to go be a baker, you understand? That may not be what you want to do. So I am a firm believer in everything that I do in my readings and in my session.
Uh-huh.
It's about you
uh-huh.
empowering yourself. I believe that what
yeah.
I do, everybody can do. It is our birthright.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So it is about, that is an indication letting you know that you're not very in tune with what it is. Because what you're
okay.
trying to find
okay.
is not just what you want to do. That's not
mm-hmm.
what you're finding.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's not
okay.
what you're trying to define. What is actually happening is you're looking for your purpose, which goes much, much deeper than a lot of things on the surface. So it's not just about doing, because as human
okay.
beings, you're a very intelligent sister. You can learn anything, but that doesn't mean that that's what you feel your calling or your purpose is. So here's some things
okay.
that I want you to begin to think about. I want you to think about this as sort of as the swan, because you're in the stage of transformation. You're going
uh-huh.
through a stage that is very, very much about transformation. That
uh-huh.
has a lot to do with this energy. And it's almost like this duckling turning into this swan. And so you have all of these different things that are there for you that you can begin to connect or attach yourself with. So this is the time, again, like one of the other callers who called in before, that you're in the mystery. This is the mystery. This is when we learn, because when we think we got everything figured out and we have all the answers, truth be told, you're not learning nothing.
Uh-huh.
You see? So this is you being in a place that's somewhat uncomfortable for you, because in immediately when I get into your energy, you have a lot of pink light. And pink light is really the light of love. If I had to put you in a school, you would be in the school of love. But you also have pockets of pink. Pink lights as well too, and a lot
of
the pink lights.
You said
you
pockets?
Can hear me.
Yes,
yeah.
Breaking up a little
mm-hmm.
bit. You said pockets of pink light.
Pockets of pink lights,
okay.
and a lot of these pockets of the pink light also comes when there's other things. So pink light can also be the light of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And it also can be light of envy. And it also can be sort of, why can't that be me, that type of light. To carry that energy. But in this particular time, what's going to be important for you is to really begin to look at those things that you have synchronicity with, that keep showing itself back in your life, no matter what. So it doesn't matter that when you were two, you loved doing it, and now that you're older, you still love doing it. You enjoy it. You love it. You love those things of beauty. You like things to look nice. You like things to be pretty, correct?
Yes.
You really enjoy those things. Also, some of the other areas that you really like is also working with women, working with different people, speaking to different people, helping them, showing them. You understand? And really connecting with that particular energy as well, too. Let me help someone really quick. So all of those things are really, really good things for you to begin to focus on, to begin to look at. Look at those things that you really, really, really want to focus on and that you really want to be connected with. All of those things that you really want to focus on and all those things you want to connect with. I want you to really recognize you're in this stage of transformation. That you're in this stage of transformation. And this is the time to really get into your journaling, to get into moving into those directions. And again, this is why I say, for me to tell you what to do, it takes away your power. But I get what you wanted. You wanted some direction, like how can I get into that? Look for those things that you love. Look for those things that you've been doing ever since you've been a child. And it doesn't matter what job you've held. It doesn't matter where you are. You've always wanted to do it. It's still there. The theme is still there for you. You can narrow that down. Look for those synchronicities. Look for those coincidences and really begin to just get into that particular energy and just sit with it and be okay to not know exactly what it is because, again, you're going through transformation.
Okay.
So that means that a lot of things is going to be coming towards you. Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be coming towards you.
Okay, thank you. That helps a lot.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in, and you can always contact me so we can get a full reading and really go into those different modalities to give you things to work with so you can tap into that energy, and we can take a look. It'll take a little bit more time than we have here to take a look and see those things that are really connected to you as far as your purpose and not just you working a job or just doing something.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. How beautiful is that? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 862, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. If you have your computer speakers on, please turn them down for me. 862. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 215, you're live in the remix. Please tell us and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Zaki. I'm calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Who's on the line again? I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Zakia with a Z as in zebra.
Zakia. Beautiful name. Thank you, Zakia.
Thank you. I just want to know, my family background, I want to know, does it block me? The person that raised me as the person I call mother, she's passed, but the mother that had me always had really a strange relationship with that, with my birth mother as well as my siblings. And I don't know whether it blocks me in terms of my esteem or... I don't know. I just always feel like I'm like I don't belong. And, I just wanted to know if you saw anything around that. I mean, I had a lot of questions as I was waiting on the line, but I just narrowed it down to there.
You just said, let me narrow it down. Let me go to that. Yes, that did affect you. It did affect you, and I think you know that as well. It did affect you. And what it really, really affected is it had a lot to do with your abilities and how you communicate with others, particularly when it comes to other women, that communication, and just really understanding that communication, and also just your self-esteem. Like you said, you feel like you don't belong. I guess the number one thing is definitely you suffer from abandonment issues of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
This is an energy that you can actually turn around. And sometimes certain seasons, certain times of the year, you actually feel this coming on more than others, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's been all throughout my life, you know. So I can't tell. I mean, now that you mention it, yeah, at certain times it is more than others.
Mhm. So here's some things that I really would like for you to sort of kind of work on, is to work with what I like to call some magical statements. And some of the things that you want to replace these words with, that feeling of abandonment, you want to replace these words with words like care for, cherish. I am cared for. I am cherished. All of this. You need to bring these words into your vocabulary and bring them in a way that you can actually begin to affirm that energy. Because what happens is anytime the word mother comes up, you start to feel these feelings. You're a mother now, aren't you, currently?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of, right. of four. I would have six. I've lost two children in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're still dealing with this even with your children. And so in some areas you try to overcompensate for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, you try to overcompensate because it was some of that, it was that connection that you didn't have. But it really is going to take you to really get into the energy of really just affirming for yourself and getting into the place of the I am. I am cherished. I am precious. I am cared for. And really writing these affirmations down, carrying them with you, saying them out loud, and affirming them. Because what you want to do is you want to help to reprogram your subconscious mind with that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Would not talking to her at all do anything to help? I mean, because
I definitely think if you're ready to talk to her, because some days that's not going to go well for you.
Is there a reason
Well, the reason why is for the normal reasons, because you have so many questions that have gone unanswered for such a long period of time. And getting into that conversation is going to be difficult for both of you. And so rather than, sometimes we feel like we have to go back to the beginning and we have to know why in order for us to move forward. That's not true. You don't have to know why. But you can be put yourself in the beginning where you can begin to build this relationship now, you see. Build this relationship now. So you can begin to work.
I'm sorry.
You're kind of coming in a little broken up, but what did you say?
No, I mean, when I have tried to talk with her in recent months, I wondered how long it would take before drama would start. You know, it's always some kind of drama that has gone on with my siblings and my mother. But I was away from it because I wasn't raised with them.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I step my foot back into it, it always seems to leave me more disappointed than anything. So I'm always wondering, should I just stay away from that side of my family?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you feel you should stay away, stay away. And the reason I'm going to say it to you like this is because that's why I said talking to her sometimes can help, and talking to her other times, that's not going to work for you. It's not. And
right.
So, say that. Go ahead.
No, I laughed at what you said. Yeah, I don't know why we're breaking up like we are. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit since we are breaking up. Do you see any romantic partners in my future? before I'm like 100 years old.
You said before I'm like 100. Well, you've had romantic relationships in the past. The number one thing that does have to get taken care of for you is really just this issue. You have to get past some of these fears. And a lot of these fears is not just affecting you when it comes to your relationship with your children and how you feel, but really how you feel about yourself. Because if you feel that you don't belong and you've sort of been abandoned, then it's going to be difficult to really attract that kind of issue in a relationship. If your aura is sending out the message of being abandoned, do you understand? Then typically that's what's going to show up in your life. Somebody's going to come and your greatest fear, because this is a fear for you, is they're going to show that fear to be true. They're going to leave you. You understand? They can do nothing else but to leave. So it's important that you go back and really begin to work on that programming, I am cared for, you know, everything that we talked about, and really affirm those things and really take it with you into a meditation and really begin. You can work with the goddess if you're familiar with that. You can also email me to get a full reading, but one of the goddesses to work with is the goddess Aset. She is the mother of Heru. And she carries that issue that those of us who deal with abandonment issues, whether it's in this life or past life, because some of us bring that energy back from another time. Mm-hmm. So that issue of abandonment is really, you want to work with the energy of the goddess Aset. She deals with all of those issues of abandonment. She never abandoned her husband. Even when he was chopped up into 14 pieces, she never abandoned her son. Even when he chopped her head off while he was trying to kill his uncle, she never abandoned her sister when she found out that she had a baby by her husband. The goddess Aset was there. She is truly that mother that understands those issues and really begin to work with her energy, those issues of abandonment.
And how about, like, because I've been working with Kuan Yin and Sekhmet.
Okay. Well, you can definitely, if you have goddesses that are working for, how is that working for you? How are those two working for you?
Well, it's hard to say, I guess, because I don't know enough about it to know. I mean, it's, I have seen some, some things happened that, you know, I wasn't sure who to attribute it to, whether it was, you know, an ancestor or
Here's what I would suggest. If you have those goddesses you've been working with and they're working, keep working with them. But I'll definitely tell you what Spirit told me and definitely what I know to be true. The goddess Aset begin to work with her energy. Yeah.
Okay.
Begin to work with her. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love. And let me know how that goes as well, too.
I will.
Yes, beautiful. All right, we have 5 minutes left to go. Don't worry, I'm going to get to you guys on the phone line so you can stay there as well. 5 minutes left to go in the form. And it's good to have you guys here. It's Sunday night. For the rest of you that won't be listening with us, if you can still call in, if there's room on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You do need to get in before the 5 minutes is up. For the rest of you, if you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it, definitely. And leave a comment over on the Facebook wall. Would love to hear from you guys. It's always amazing connecting with you guys and sharing energy right here. And the remix, we're going to keep going. I'm going to try to get to everybody's calls tonight, if at all possible, as well, too. And just to continue with that. So as we go, peace and love and much love, warm spirit, and much love to all of you as we come into this amazing time. Don't forget, for those of you, I'm going to do something special around 4:51 tomorrow. And if you've had a reading by me, or if you have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you definitely want to get into this. I'm going to announce when I'm going to launch sort of the business class. Sort of the life purpose class, that class, as well, and talk about what you can do to get connected with that. And we'll do that tomorrow. I'll post some things up on Facebook and just look forward to connecting with you guys very, very soon. So we're going to go on to the next caller. Let's see. where did I leave off? I think that was 972. Ooh, I think I lost my place. But let me see if I can find it again. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 213. And don't forget, Brother Bobby's birthday is coming up, too. 213, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Crystal from Los Angeles.
Okay, greetings, Crystal. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had a few issues that I wanted to discuss, but after listening to the past few callers, I've kind of narrowed it down to one question.
Okay.
And that is, when I had a reading with you some time ago, almost a year ago, actually, you had said that I had an energy that was kind of, that kind of causes people to feel uneasy around me, like they don't know where I'm coming from, so it makes them feel kind of uneasy. You may not recall that statement, but
I probably don't recall that verbiage,
it's
but
right.
I think I can understand what you're talking about. Yeah,
right,
mm-hmm.
Right. I'm pretty sure you can. So when you said that, it totally hit home, and I knew that your readings were on point because that is so true about my personality, about my presence. I don't know that, I know one person said that I have like a presence that's somewhat intimidating, but I find that hard to believe. And it's something else, but whatever it is, I need to,
yeah.
I want to fix it. I want to change it because it bothers me, you know, it bothers
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I need to do to go about changing that energy. And I don't know if the energy is something good for me or it's something bad or, you know, I'm confused.
Yeah, I definitely don't feel anything bad. And I know bad is just your language. I
right.
think I know what you're talking about with that. A couple of things, Crystal, is this. It's not so much that you're intimidating to people, but you come from this place of your energy. Is I just want to reach out and I want to give you a hug. I want to give you a very, very, very hug, big hug.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking in the chat room, and I really shouldn't do that. But I really want to give you a very big hug,
mm-hmm.
a very big hug, because the number one thing that I feel is that you feel as though you need to protect yourself.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
That you have this shield that you're being. So you're not changing your lip per se. You talk in a very loving and a kind way. The energy that's coming off is that you need to be protected. You know, that's the first thing that came up even before I could hear your name is that you're protecting yourself from something, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You're protecting yourself. You're sort of kind of hiding behind that. You're hiding behind that and really wanting to be in the place where you're feeling like you need to protect yourself. So
right, right.
A lot of that just really has to do with some things when you were very young and how you had to really kind of defend yourself through your words, through your actions. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is about when you were young and when you did have to use your words, when you did have to protect yourself. And so this energy is still there with you. So some of the things that you can begin to do to release that, and I'm going to tell you, if there is a gym near you, because I know it's kind of cold in most of the places of the world, but do you swim?
I'm a swimmer, yeah, actually.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. If you have a bathtub big enough, you can do this, or if you can go to like a YMCA or somewhere where there is a swimming pool, indoor swimming pool, that you can do this. I want you to take a couple of minutes a day, and I want you, whenever you can, to learn how to float. And let me tell you why floating is so important, because you truly got to let go, and you got to trust. If you're flapping around in the water, you can't float.
Okay, Miss Blue. Actually, floating is, that's the one, that's my favorite thing to do on the water. I always
okay.
float. So I don't have
good.
An issue with that.
But,
Well, listen to me here. Listen
okay.
to me here.
Okay.
I want
okay.
you to do this with a different level of consciousness. I don't want you to float just because you know how to do it. I want you to float in the sense of letting go. Completely trusting and letting go. So that's going to be the symbolic of you floating.
Okay.
So you're doing it from a different mindset. So, yes, you've been able to do it. Yes, I believe you can float very well, and I believe you like laying in the water and floating. But this time you're floating, and that floating is going to be symbolic that you're going to tell yourself, Crystal, you're letting go of everything. Control, you're letting go of everything. You're letting down your guard. You're letting down your wall. And I guarantee you that getting into that float position is going to be a little harder than it was before.
Okay.
The reason the floating is going to help you is because you have totally no control there, and it's a way for you to let down your guard. And then I want you to take that energy with you. When you begin to talk to people, I want you to think of yourself in that position of floating, that you've let it down. You let your guard down. It's gone. And I'll show you an example of that immediately when I told you, oh, I want you to float. You say, oh, I know how to float. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
That's the guard. That's the guard, right. You see, coming up to protect you as Crystal. And we all have these places within ourselves that we do guard. And then the other thing I want you to do, we did this exercise here before, is to, at night, I want you to open up the gate of your heart. See your heart. See a gate over it. And see you really just opening up that gate at night and sending love.
Okay.
Sending love. Just sending love out. Sending it out to everyone. Everyone you know. You can pick a person that you know. You can pick a family member. But I want you to practice sending that love out. And then I also want you to practice seeing what that love feels like coming back inside your gate. Because this is about some things from when you were younger. That's still there. It's kind of like the shield that I call it of the warrior. And you have the shield up and you've worn it so long you don't know how to take it off.
Right, right, exactly. Okay.
So through journaling, through writing, I want you to get into those things. Dancing, you know, dance. Find a place where some music is on and I dare you to just start dancing.
Actually,
just start dancing.
You just brought up something,
mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you mentioned it because it was on my list to ask, but I kind of wrote it off.
Yeah.
The journaling, I'm actually a writer. That's what I do for a living.
Beautiful.
But I'm trying to transition into what I feel is my work here, and it deals
mm-hmm.
with more creative writing.
Okay.
But I feel like there is some kind of block.
Yeah.
We did talk about it.
That is the block.
Okay.
The block is that you are protecting yourself. You are protecting yourself. Let me see if I can explain to you. The block is you're protecting yourself. That's it. That's the block. So imagine yourself getting up in the morning having the shield on. There's a block.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get in because the block is there. How do you lift the block? You're going to lift the block by doing these things that we talked about. These are going to be some of the main ways you're going to get into creative writing. I understand you write and you're a very creative person because you really work in that area of creativity. And so getting into your creative writing, do some freeform writing. You're an excellent channeler, and I want you to sit down, and I want you to take yourself back to your childhood, and I want you to write the first thing that comes to mind. Whatever word comes out, take about 5 minutes and just write those words down. Just allow that energy to flow through you. You're going to see where those blocks are. You're going to see those things that come up from your childhood where you were protecting yourself, where you felt like you had to be protected. By you putting these things on paper, making them matter, you can begin to take a look at them. And this is where you get into affirming those things,
mm-hmm.
affirming all of those energies that we talked about in the beginning, letting those things go, really working with that energy. And you'll see that that shield will suddenly begin to come to rise off. At night when you go to bed, open the gate to your heart. Send the love where you need to send it. Receive the love back in. See the love coming back in. Feel it coming back into your fourth chakra, into the heart. See it coming back in. When you're in the swimming pool, know that you're floating, not crystal in control, because you like to have control. That's another thing of the protection. But this time, this letting go is you to just remove everything. In my audio workbook, there's a time that I call Let's Get Naked. And it's a time that you actually get into the position where you're completely naked, when all of your guards, all of your protection, when all of that stuff is gone. And I take you into that space and you begin to do some work there. So that may be something else you want to do. It's like 4 hours of all different things of how to tap into that inner part of yourself so that you can truly begin to get into that energy and really connect with the higher part of yourself. And the let's get naked part has been so profound for so many people all over the world, because it is about you letting down the gate. It is about you taking off the shield.
Okay.
Okay.
One last thing, Ms. Lou. I'm into color therapy. Is there any particular color that you think would help me through this?
Yes. The color I really would love for you to work with, I'm going to say the color purple.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
The color purple, and it has a lot to do with strength. It has a lot to do with spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, another color I want you to work with is the color black and the color white. Color black and the color white. Begin to do that. Also, a must for you, it's a must for me and many others, absolute must for you, is to meditate every day. I don't care if you give me 30 seconds, 1 minute, you have got to do it every day.
Okay.
Just really find that space within yourself and just kind of calm your energy to go within and connect with yourself. It is a must. A lot of us, it's a must, especially those that are really in tune with those things going on the planet.
Right.
Because it impacts us so many different ways. And what happens is these vulnerable spots within us begin to come up, and it makes it challenging to find our own truth and what it is we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you're going to find that. Yeah. So you want to begin to work with that. Yeah. You definitely want to begin to work with that energy and begin to work with those colors. It's really going to help you to tap into those particular area.
All right. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Let me know how it goes as well. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Transformed Man.
Greetings, Transformed Man.
can you hear me okay? Because I'm driving as I'm speaking to you right now. So
yes,
I
can hear you okay. We hear you driving. We hear you.
Okay. I wasn't calling in for a reading or anything. I actually was going to share a past life story, if I may.
Transform. Transform. Yeah. Gotta love the brothers. Transform, how long is it? We got a lot of people who are waiting tonight.
It wasn't that long. Actually, what I'll do is I'll share it at another time. But I will share, something really amazing in a dream that I had last night.
Okay.
And it was a series of dreams. And the first one I remember, it was really interesting because I was in a bed or something, and the room was pitch black, and I remember seeing a window. And I remember then seeing, like, movement outside of the window. And then I saw, like, the moon going, a full moon going upward. And then I started feeling a falling. it felt like the entire building or room where I was falling down. And then outside the window I saw stars, and then I saw a spiral galaxy that had a purplish-blue color. And then I ended up being at some event with a bunch of lesbians, and I walked out of the event, and I walked to the street corner, and I said to myself, oh, I got to get back to my own time. Apparently, I had traveled time, and then as soon as I said that, I was back in my own time because the building in which I was in was boarded up now. And what was interesting was I started walking down this busy street, and then I started walking by the entrance of the building that I had, that I was in, and then it was abandoned, and there were homeless people, men and women, going in and out, and I smelled piss, and it was so pungent, and I almost thought that I had, you know, pissed in a bed, and had been laying there for a long time, because it was so real. I just thought it was really interesting how sometimes when you're having dreams, you mentioned earlier about how the mind doesn't really know what's real and what's not. You know, that I had this smell that was just so incredibly real, and I was like totally thrown, you know, aback by the smell. But anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Okay, well, that's good. It seems like a powerful dream, dream. And, of course, we know that really that is a real reality, a real realm as well. I would say more realer than some of the things that are here as well. And a lot of times in the dreams, being able to smell, taste, feel, because I know I can do that in my dream, and many others has done that as well too. But there's actually something to that. I can't really think of what it is, but something about the urine, the smell of urine, it'll come back to me. I'll have to share that probably another time. It really escapes me right now, but it is about the smell of urine. It has a lot. But lots of things there for you to definitely study and do the correspondence on. So great. Thank you. Drive safe. Be safe. And thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Did I not get 518? Let's see. Calling in from area code. Let's go to the next one. Area code 919. You're live in the remix.
Hi, doing, Ms. Blue.
Greetings.
Ms. Blue.
Who's on the line, please? Yes.
I'm sorry, I had you on speaker.
Okay. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry about that. I just want to say I appreciate your time. I appreciate your spirit. I have a question for you.
Yes. Who's on the line, please?
I'm sorry. This is Roosevelt Roberts. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona. Actually, the area code is Raleigh, North Carolina. I just moved.
Okay. You're in Arizona. Okay. Beautiful. Love Arizona.
I have a question for you. It's about myself. I'm sensing a blockage, but I really can't identify it, and I want to know if you can see anything.
A blockage. You know, and I guess this is the thing that I say a lot of times. I hear this when people say, I feel a blockage within me.
Right.
That can mean a lot of different things, but I understand what you're saying by it when you say you feel like something is blocking you. You feel like there are some blockages within you. Well, blockages is a natural part of being in this reality, to kind of get around them. You know, every now and again, you're driving down the road, you're going to see a roadblock. And what do we do when we see a roadblock? We say, we don't sit there and say, well, gosh, we got to get through this roadblock. We say, how can I go around this? You know, how can I go around this roadblock? Not literally within ourselves, because it's a little different. We want to work through some of our blockages so we can understand what they are. The number one thing for you, and this has a lot, and this is what came up for you, is movement. this move that you did really is a good move for you. It's somewhat challenging, but I think that's only because some of the things you just didn't plan for. Does that make sense?
A lot of things, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's not really that you have blockage, but what you're feeling now, your number one fear is that you don't want to be a burden to anybody. You don't want to be a burden. That's your whole thing, that you don't want to be a burden. But I don't want you to focus so much on the burden that you actually miss sort of the blessing here and what you actually are setting out to do as you continue on your path and your journey. Like many of the people who called in tonight, the brothers and sisters all over the world, they're in the state of the mystery. This is really symbolic of this time. The energy that's on this planet, it has a lot to do with that. We're all coming into this time of mystery. For some of us, we're going to feel it so much more. And for others, we're not going to feel it at all. You're feeling your mystery. And so it doesn't matter how much you try to plan, how much you try to look ahead, as much as you try to see, it's still some things that are unknown for you, and that makes you uneasy. Because your biggest thing is not so much knowing, you don't want to be a burden.
Right.
So I need you to release this thing of a burden. I want you to release this. Remove that energy that somehow you are going to be a burden. But the number one thing you have to do is that you're carrying this energy from the past with you. You've got to let it die. It's some things you got to let go. You got to let it die. Let it go.
Totally understand. I totally understand. One more thing, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
During the summertime, around July, I started listening to you. Always listen to Brother Panic, Bobby Henry, and Phil Valentine. Marvelous. They taught me a lot.
Yes.
But, you know, I had went through my, through the mysteries. I started setting up my altar, and I stumbled, or energy came out that I wanted some things to be removed from my life, and it actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it's just, I didn't ask for death. I didn't ask for, you know.
Right.
Right, but it actually removed it, and I think that's what really just, it shocked me. When I sat back and I just saw it taking, you know, the energy do its work, and I said, "Whoa!"
Mm-hmm.
And then the next move was leave Raleigh and move to Arizona. I think that that's what just, you know, really
kind of got you there.
Yeah. I'm understanding. So, I'm understanding what you said.
Yeah, I will say this. You're definitely in the right space that you need to be. Let me ask you a question, and it may seem a little crazy. Just kind of go with me here. Do you need a haircut?
Not really, no.
It's not a trick question, I promise you.
Right. I think I know what you're talking about. I need a change. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But literally, I mean, do you need a haircut?
No.
Okay. All right. You don't need a haircut. Did you just recently get a haircut?
Yes, because I had a big stumble. I actually lost a job. I'm an electronic engineer, and I lost a job. And I got down for a couple of days because the laws, I was down here in Tucson, I wasn't used to. Smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah. And I cut my hair yesterday.
I told you it wasn't a trick question. I just seen this thing of the haircut. Okay. Let me tell you the reason I brought up the haircut. Because somewhere in that area around there where the haircut is where you're going to be working or doing some work at.
I know exactly what you're talking about now. It's not even, the haircut is not me, it's actually my son, my
boys, my seeds. I understand what you're saying. Yes.
But check somewhere in that particular. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Check somewhere there. I want you to think about that haircut. Think about that, because that came to me about your haircut. That's why I ask you, do you need a haircut? You said you just got one yesterday. Somewhere in that particular area, your biggest fear is your burden. I'll wrap it up with that. And I think that just sort of kind of set free for you. Let that go. You need to let that go. There are some things that you do need to release from yourself. You've been doing that, and they have been releasing themselves. It's some other things that you feel like you should release. You just don't know if this is the time to release it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. But I need you to trust yourself.
Yes.
Trust yourself in this. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. And peace and love to you. And enjoy your time there. No worries. You're not a burden. So release that energy from yourself of thinking you're a burden.
Well, you know, the spirits, they told me that they wanted me here. And it's just, like I said, just the trance, just moving here just got me, it shook me off a little bit. So somebody told me I had to call you. And thank you for your time. And to all the listeners, peace to everybody. Yeah.
And peace
everyone.
To you. Peace to you.
Okay.
And let us know how it goes. Peace and love. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Area code 812. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Area code 812. Can't hear you, 812. So if you can hear us, we can't hear you. So we're going to go to the next caller because we can't hear you. All right. Going to the next caller. Calling in from area code 972. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Sherry in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, greetings to you.
How you doing, Miss Blue?
I am wonderful. How are you?
So would you believe, Miss Blue, since I had the reading, since how long ago, things have been exciting and totally horrible as the currency flow, but for whatever reason, funds are not an issue because people buy my groceries, buy my gas, pay my insurance, pay my water bill. I said, I think somebody's going to pay the mortgage, too. But I'm just calling so you can hear and read my spirit and tell me what's going on. I've been working on everything. And the most significant thing I can think of been happening to me is I've been dreaming with intention. And would you believe almost every night I get what I call a download where I can actually see where this dark ball is coming towards my head and it's hitting my third eye, right side, left side. And I know I'm being downloaded with some information, and I keep asking what it is. And then when I get a new topic to study, I know the topic that say I'm studying at the time. I don't have to do all of the studying, all of the reference, and all of the checks. So I'm going, what am I doing with all of this knowledge? I have no funds coming in. I have no funds in the bank. So I said, let's talk to Miss Blue so she can read my security. I have no funds to buy the crystal, but I go and look at the most expensive crystals in the Galleria, touch them. I touch sapphire. I touch everything. So I'm going, okay, I'm in this holding pattern, and I'm doing fine.
Well, beautiful, beautiful.
And Taylor Brawls for $4. So, and
yes,
even better, a silk sweater with beads for $6.99, navy.
Hey, you are doing better than most, and definitely. A couple of things that come up for you here, Sherry. Power and strength. Power and strength. And I can't think of somebody who has more power and strength than you, definitely. But it is going to be about taking risk. And you're a risk taker. So this should be a fairly easy challenge for you. It's about taking risk. Again, this risk is going to be for you to take a risk and really begin to move in that direction. And if my memory serves me right, I won't rely on that. I'll ask for spirit to help me, that we talked about some of those things of even you working with children.
At this point, I don't like kids. I don't like parents. I love the babies. I love teenagers. But I don't like parents, and I don't like grandparents at this stage.
Yes. Well, working with children, I still see that coming up. I still see that energy coming up around you. But the two things also to take with you is about you taking risk and also for you to be focused on it. I think right now you're in the place where you're kind of walking through the forest, and so this is sort of a resting place for you. So really, this is an opportunity that Spirit is saying for you to rest. I see this turning around for you in like 33 days. Don't ask me where that number came from, but that's the number that came to me. So like in 33 days, there's going to be some more opportunities that come up, and again, it's going to require you to focus and to take some risk. Take some risk to do things in a way you haven't done them before. So maybe it's something you wasn't willing to do, but maybe now you'll be willing to kind of take a look at it and see what you can do with it. So it's going to be about focus for you and also about you taking risk. Risk, not as in what you would always ready do. That's not a risk. So if I would normally say that I would get up in the morning at 6 o'clock and go to the store at 7, that's not taking a risk if I do that. Taking a risk would be get up and go to the store at 8 at night and get up at 8 at night and go to the store at 10 at night. That's a risk. That's different. That's taking me outside of my comfort zone. So think about those things when it comes to that position of a risk, you know, being willing to step outside of sort of that box or out of your normal foundational things that you would do. And think about exploring those other options and really be focused on that. I see some more things coming up for you in 33, but right now I see you in the resting place. Whenever the resting place comes up, Spirit is saying, you deserve to take a break.
Oh, I certainly am enjoying it.
I bet you are.
Miss Blue, I feel so guilty that I don't feel guilty. I really do. And, you know, bills still come in, things happen, and seem like it gets hurt somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I have no shame about asking. Only thing that's coming up is that I'm about to enter into a new relationship, and it is a major risk for me because I have never in my 55 years, I have no shame, I turned 55 in September, I have never considered marrying at all, period. I'm married, but it was not, it was good, but I married an African in Africa, so that's a story. I'm going to write a book on that one.
Oh, yes. I remember you telling me, yes, we talked about
that. Yes. I still don't feel bad about that, neither.
No.
So this right here is, I think it's going to be a major risk, and we'll see what happens. So you confirming this is a major risk, and I'm telling you, I'm changing, I'm getting out of my comfort zone because I go to bed at 6:30. Let me say it right, I did go to bed at 6:30 until October. Now I'm going to bed at 11 and 12. And then I don't normally like to travel at night, so I travel more at night. And I probably got my gun, too.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, you might need to have that ride inside, buddy, if you're by yourself, but you're definitely protected. I know you know that as well. But, risk and focus because strength and power is definitely with you. And so really risk and focus. And these are going to be your themes 33 days from now. I would love for you to email me.
I was thinking about coming to Austin. Tell the truth, I was thinking about coming to Austin and having a Bible open wedding, and I don't want to register my wedding. I was invite you, Sister Munya, everybody that wanted to come.
Okay.
And video my wedding because I didn't want to register with the state of Texas. And, you know, I think about stuff like that. I think I can get them to go along with it, taking that risk. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Well, let us know. Let us know.
I'll let y'all know because, like I said, life is really good. And I ran across so much new information. And I said, okay. I said, I'm not confused. I'm not upset. I'm not sweating anything. Yeah. But I said, there's no one to talk to. All of my normal talking buddies. So I said, I need to talk to Miss Blue.
Well, I love talking to you. We'll definitely have to make some time to connect and definitely get caught up. I really see these being your theme. If I had to give you a theme, and you've just sort of kind of brought confirmation to it, risk and focus. And definitely you're carrying with you power and strength through this time. 33 days, I see that. I see that. I see that turning around. Keep in mind, I suck with days, but I'm really, that just came to me. So I'm going to give it to you as Spirit gave it to me. Yeah.
Okay, because that's going to play. I'm planning to do a 33-day total cleanse. I'm going to do enemas, and I'm going to do a diet change in the next 30 days. By the end of the year, New Year's, I should be finished. So that's going to play into what I was going to do.
Beautiful, beautiful. Great confirmation there. So that's the 33. So perfect, perfect. Well, we will definitely be in touch, and thank you so much for calling in. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, and I'll be in touch because I miss the blue bass and all of that stuff because I'm not focused. I'm doing everything.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, yeah, definitely. I haven't been doing a whole lot of them, but I am going to do a call tomorrow, so I'll be sending out some information on that as well.
Okay, you have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Peace and blessings. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 206. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, Ms. Blue. This is Abdul calling from Seattle.
Greetings to you, Abdul.
Greetings. How you doing? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. I was listening to everyone's story. So, and of course, synchronicity, it brings everything together. But it's funny how I hear people say, that they're not confused, but I'll be the first one to say, you know what? Maybe I am a little bit confused because I'm getting all of this information from so many different angles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, that's great. But it's like, you feel like you're kind of stuck. And it's like that saying, like, there's a difference between, like, people confuse ambition with laziness. It's like, if you don't know exactly what you want to do, you'll find yourself going in circles. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so it's like, all this knowledge, it's like, what do you do? Okay, I got all this knowledge, and we talk about results all the time. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Well, two things.
I'm sorry to make it so broad.
No. I think it's an excellent question and one that probably needs to be addressed because I'll share some personal things for me. For me, one is that all of the information for myself of getting the information, because it was so much information, it still is, and I still feel like I don't know nothing. I'm
right.
Still at the point where I don't know anything. It's still so much to learn, so much to know,
right.
Is that everything that I begin to invest in or everything that I begin to activate within myself, I looked at that connection, and the question I asked myself was, how does this apply to me? To me. And so everything became that, because a lot of times what happens is you're getting sort of this dumping of information, of all of this information and things just coming at you from all different angles. And one of the things, when Dr. Joy DeGruy was on the show, she talked about us, and this was something that stuck within my mind, about being multidimensional people. And we are. We live in a multidimensional world. We know there's many different dimensions, and we're multidimensional people. So there's so many different ways that information, there's so many different ways and information that comes at us, and it can mean so many different things. A lot of times when information is coming at you, and a lot of times when you're getting information, it can be applied on so many different levels. And that is really the goal, to be able to take that information and see it. The greatest mystery that our ancestors left for us was know thyself.
Right.
Sometimes we can spend so much information that we know thy information. We don't know thyself. We just know thy information. What do you know? Yeah. I know thy information. I don't know myself. So it is about recognizing and seeing how you can apply these things to yourself. Another good thing that was taught to me by also one of my sort of, you can say, mentors as well, is that throw nothing out. Something may not apply to you at this moment. Throw it. Don't throw it out. But you get all this information, and we're natural human creatures. As soon as you get all this information, what I find is that so many people want to do instantly is they want to go teach it to somebody else.
Right. And you know what? Truth be told, like, I used to have that problem. But mm-hmm. you know what? It's like, you know, recently, I would have to say, like, within this year was the year that I learned to not do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
like, you know... And then you said something else, like, make it your truth. You know, everyone has their own truth. And with that, that makes it authentic. So, yep, I understand what you mean.
So we go through that phase where we get this information and we want to share. So translation of the share becomes teaching. And so I believe that every single one of us is a teacher. We're always teaching. It doesn't matter. Everybody's a teacher. And everybody's a student.
That's right.
Everyone's a teacher, and everyone is a student. What the search and the quest becomes with the information, and what happens is it begins when you begin to do the true alchemy. It starts to move you into this place where you're starting to take all of this information, and now what you're trying to do is find your purpose.
Right, and that's the thing. That's a great word. You know, purpose. But you know, and it's like you don't want to get. For me myself, know thyself, right? I'm not trying to get caught up in the whole egotistical thing, right? You know, I just don't want to be that guy. Like, you know, he's got this ego. Like, oh, this is my purpose, and you know, that's what it is. But at the same time, I think I need to get over that as well. Like, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say, get over that. Everybody wants to find their purpose. It's almost like salmon, how they go back to their birthplace. You're gonna go back home. You understand?
Right.
You came here for a reason, and everyone came here for a reason. I think sometimes what happens is when we don't take an opportunity to examine this, we stop at somebody else's purpose, and then we try to make it ours.
Right.
So a lot of times when you're feeling this energy and the energy is coming upon you and you're saying, gosh, I got all this stuff, now what do I do? Begin to start to look at things in your everyday life, because this is what it is for. Sometimes I'm amazed that when I talk to some people and they're dealing with things in their life, they don't know how to apply these things that we call know your magic. This is what the work is for, so that you can move through this illusion. That's the whole purpose.
Yep.
Otherwise, what are we doing?
Yep.
To make that
better. And that's kind of how I operate, though, you know? It's kind of like natural, mm-hmm. and it's great that you even said it to make it even more simpler.
you know, for me. It's like, dude, you know, everything that you're learning, just apply it to everyday life as you keep it pushing, you know, and just keep doing what you got to do and, you know, apply your magic, know your magic. So it makes total sense.
Yes, yes, definitely. You will know your magic. That's it. And it's going to be different for everybody. Because one thing is for sure, that we can do all things. I believe that every single one of us has our own greatness within us. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everyone. We all can do all things. But just like we know everybody has the ability to play basketball, everybody's not going to be Michael Jordan. Let's just face it. But the truth is, every single person is a Michael Jordan in what it is they came to do, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And
you know what? Why do you say that? You know, it just reminds me of something that Michael said. You know, he said, you know, he won all these championships, but he also lost, you know what I mean, in order to get to those championships. So that's something that could go for all those people that are the Michael Jordans. He had to lose in order to win those championships.
Yeah, and we can translate that into a conscious language and just means you got to get out of your ego.
Right.
Because your ego is going to always make you feel like the loser. You understand? That's what makes you want to keep feeling like you got to win. If you feel like you got to be right, you got to win, people got to do it your way, that's your ego.
Yeah,
that's your ego.
And it's not even about winning, like, all the time. Like, everybody thinks, oh, I'm winning, like, the whole Charlie Sheen winning. Like, okay, that's fine. But, you know, everything isn't about winning. But in this society, you know, you kind of get that feeling. You know what I mean? Like, everything's about winning. But, no, when you get into the conscious world, that it is totally different. It's completely different,
but we have to live in the real world, too. So we use these things to help balance us. It's about the Clark Kent and the Superman side. We talk about this a lot. So in essence, it really is about your intention. I know for me, and I can only share this with everybody, everything that I want to learn, everything that I want to do is so I can get to know me. Mm-hmm. Everything else that comes as a result of that, that's just extra gravy. That really isn't the point for me. You see, and once you can sort of kind of rest in that, things will begin to be clear. You won't feel like you're being blocked. You won't feel like you're not sure. You won't feel some of these things that we do, or I should say you won't feel it as much, You know, you'll be able to weave yourself through. So all of this information is really so you can get to know who you are. So that way you can stand on your square. So that way you can move forward and what you feel your purpose is and what some of the work is that came back. Everything isn't grandiose. I tell the story about what if, you know, my purpose, a big part of my purpose is the children that I had.
Right.
You know? And then ask yourself, like I ask myself, can you be content if that's it? There's nothing more. That's all that you came back to do, was to really have those two children. That's it. Could you live with that?
Right. Yeah, and that's one thing. Like, I don't know if I can be content. Like, I just always feel like I need to be on the move to get something else. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you I don't know if that's a problem, you know, if that's a good thing.
No. Well, it only becomes a problem if you can't answer the question, what is it that you're searching for?
Right.
If you say that you're searching because you just want to be number one, you just want to say you know the most, then that's the wrong search. If you say that you're searching because you're trying to get to know who you are better, then I think that's a very honest and I think that's a very real response. It's nothing wrong with that.
Right, you know, and that's what it basically is, you know, just trying to know myself the best, you know, trying to get to my identity, you know what I mean? And that's what it really is, trying to get to my true identity, you know. And you know, I don't want to stay on too long, but the last thing I was really thinking about, it was kind of like more like career-wise, right? It's like, you know, with all this knowledge and all that comes along with it, you know, here I am, I find myself working in just at this corporation, right? But then again, it's like I'm putting all my energy into that, but then I feel like I need to be helping, you know, my community more. You see where I'm going with this? you know.
I do see where you're going. And here's the thing. You're helping. It's two things, because I do believe that there are certain individuals that have come back, and that's a part of what their work is, to help the community, to do it in that way. You understand?
And I
there's
feel
many ways.
Something strong on me, like, dude, you need to be helping your community, like, seriously.
Okay.
And that's what you're supposed to be doing.
So then here's the next question. Why aren't you doing it?
Maybe, you know, it could be a part of that whole, you know, winning idea. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, okay, you're cool. You had this corporation. You could be making a couple of dollars. And, you know, you got a pretty cool living. But it's like with the community, it'll be a little bit, you might not have that money up front.
So,
you know what I mean?
So let me ask you another question. And we don't have much time, but I really think
this is... I'm sorry for taking up all this time.
No. No need to be sorry. This is a great conversation, a great question. So then the next question I'll ask you is, why can't you do both? Why does it have to be one or the other? You mean you can't work and help the community?
It's just that the work, it just takes up so much time.
No. That's that's not going to fly. And I'm going to tell you why. How do you know you're not helping the community now?
I probably am.
One is the first ways that you can help the community is by helping yourself. But I'm not going to fool you. If you truly believe that your calling is for you to be helping the community, then I say you listen to that before you listen to anything else. And if that is truly your calling, then that job that you have is not going to stop you. There are people who work full-time jobs that are mothers, that are husbands, that have children, and they give their time to the community, and they work there as well, too. So
gotcha.
The question becomes, is that really what you want to do? Or does it sound good to say, I should be helping my community? Because a lot of times we're carrying around old maps from when we were young, from when we were children, and that's truly not what we believe anymore.
Right.
And then the flip side of that is that some of us have brand new maps, but we still have our GPS system programmed to old grids. So either way it goes, it's a miss.
Gotcha.
So if you're supposed to be helping the community and that's what you want to do, then do it. There's nothing stopping you. You don't have to quit your job in order for you to help the community. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Because most of the community is about volunteering. So, I mean, I don't get it. You see? So ponder that. Think with that. Hold that thought. And ask yourself the question, you know, I'm supposed to be helping the community. You truly feel that. Then how can I help the community? Not and give up something. Us as Black people, we have always been put in a position where we have to be forced to choose. If we like Jennifer Hudson, we can't like Beyonce. If you notice that. If we're
right.
conscious.
Yeah.
We can't like these people over here. It's always, we're always forced to choose, you know. We feel like we're always put in a position where it has to be one or the other. If I like this show, I gotta hate that show. If I like this person, I can't talk to that person. You know, this is foolishness.
You can just do it all. You can just do it all and enjoy it all.
Yes, it's foolishness. And not even do it all, but why not do them both? I don't understand that. It is really that Willie Lynch, crabs in a bucket, is that mentality. It is the poverty within consciousness that causes that mentality, and it gets birthed out of that same place. That's where it gets birthed out of that poverty and consciousness. Now, I'm not saying that it's not definitely –